When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
The wall. Bring me mine.
What does that sound? That story was great, though.
And we're recording.
Yay!
Why are you starting us off?
Because he has the headphones.
I was told to do a sound check, and that's how you do a sound check. And then after you do a sound check, you press record. So sorry. I did point at her after I said, and
I was prepared
to allow her to let her know, hey, we're recording. Go ahead, do your thing.
And welcome to Mamas and Merlo.
I just want to pick a fight.
Yes, that's
I
right.
mean,
that's so in my character.
It really is.
Whatever.
So, welcome to Mamas and Merlo. My name is Vanessa. It's going to be one of those episodes. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Stephanie.
Hello, people.
And our lovely Christy is out tonight because she caught the Disney germs. And
she's dying.
Yeah, she's dying. Her husband's dying. They're all sick. And so, Neri is here. Say hello, Neri.
Hello, Neri.
Filling in for Christy.
I could be a Christy. I got questions. Neri has questions.
Always.
Sorry.
So it's the three of us this evening. And since, you know, I'm going to get it out of the way, we are drinking a Sterling Vintners Collection Merlot. And we've had this before, but it was the Cabernet. So this is the Merlot. And so far, me gusta.
Me gusta.
Me gusta. Goose.
Do you want to try it, Neri?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Neri doesn't drink wine.
I don't drink alcohol. And
unless it's a Blue Long Island.
Or,
I've seen you pound those shits back.
Or Patron. You haven't seen that. You've heard of it. You have
no,
not seen it.
I've seen the results.
Vanessa's birthday at Fridays, you had like three of them in
That's
like
true.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then I've seen the aftermath of 1 hour open bar that he had, what, nine?
Nine.
Nine. That's
within 45 minutes.
That's crazy. Yeah, is that why you don't drink? Because you like are uncontrollable when you
no,
do?
Not at all.
No, what happened was that he...
Nine in an hour is not uncontrollable?
It was my choice. It wasn't like, oh, I can't control myself. I can't
Dude,
control myself.
I saw you down three of them in like 15 minutes.
Sure. Okay. That was, again, my choice. It wasn't like, oh, I'm uncontrollable. I can't... I'm not one of those people that won't say, I can't take one drink. That's bullshit. I can. I could take zero drinks. And it takes zero willpower for me not to drink. It takes zero willpower for me to... I wanted to drink that day, and I wanted to drink heavily,
okay,
and so I did.
Fine.
Oh. And then Vanessa got to drive home on her birthday.
Oh, no.
You were wearing your 8 mile jacket.
I was wearing my 8 mile jacket. I was ready to be hood.
Speaking of 8 mile...
We are the worst. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up. Well, actually, by the time
Oh, that's not
out,
where I was going to go.
Oh, where were you going to go?
I said, speaking of 8 Mile.
Oh, that's right. Apparently, Eminem and Nicki Minaj are dating.
Like, way out of left field. Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Like, there wasn't even speculation about
no.
that. I don't get it.
Maybe they're putting out a song.
Maybe.
So
maybe that would make sense.
That would make sense. Or they're going to tour together. So they're just trying to like drum up publicity.
I love Eminem. I don't know how I feel, but I just...
I feel like I like them separately, but I don't know how I... Because I love Nicki, too.
I don't love Nicki.
I love Nicki.
I don't dislike her, but I don't love Nicki. I love Eminem.
My anaconda...
I don't know how this is... like, when 50 was dating...
Chelsea Handler.
And or Vanessa Williams, I was all for it. I was like, yeah, this is all me. Yeah, great. Good for you, 50. And then Eminem, and I was like, I don't know.
Well, that's like the other one of these things is not like the other news this week, because that apparently Ariana Grande is dating Pete Davidson from SNL.
That's weird.
But he's hilarious.
He's super funny.
That's still weird.
He's super funny, and he like is like self-deprecating funny, which I really find funny.
He's legit funny.
But he's legit like really funny. His dad died in 9/11, and he makes fun of it all the time. And the other thing is that he's a mental health illness advocate.
Yes.
Or mental health
advocate.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
It's weird to be like, yeah, let's go.
Yay, mental health.
Yeah, schizophrenia. Hurrah. Woo! Like, it's a little weird to be that kind of advocate.
No, but he's a mental health awareness.
But she, I don't like her at all. I don't like her at all. She licked donuts. Fuck her. She was anti-American. Fuck her.
I have mixed feelings about her.
No, she's just... I think let me ask you a question. Is the mixed feelings because you don't like her, but after the whole... her concert got shot up, now you feel bad for her?
No.
Because that's where a lot of people are going with.
No. She does have a stellar voice. Like... she...
I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about, do you like her?
I'm talking about her as a whole, and that includes her talent. Mm-hmm. She has a stellar voice. I don't know if anybody's ever heard her cover of Mariah Carey's Emotion, but it's like, if you didn't know it was on Ariana Grande singing it, you would think it was Mariah. Like,
yeah,
it's note for note, spot on.
She's talented.
She's super talented.
That doesn't...
She started off as like a theater kid, which she's... I appreciate. From here. She's a local girl. That being said, she's done some assholey things.
Very assholey things.
Yeah.
The licking the donut thing.
I'm pretty sure you were on super asshole. Like meth, but you know.
She was super, and then she fucking...
Which
was
the drugs that make you do weird but, things. And then she I
was,
don't do drugs.
But then
so
she was
know.
A, and then she went on a rant while she licked the donut. She was going on a rant about how fucking fat Americans are, and this is why Americans are assholes. And she went through all this, and then her apology was super fucking fake. She was like the worst actress. Her apology was her fixing her hair the entire fucking time, to the point that she had to do an apology for her apology video.
Well, one it of was the things so bad. I don't like about her. I think her speaking voice, like that whispery, airy speaking voice, is super put on. Number one. Number two, it's so obnoxious. That I don't like.
I just think she's a spoiled fucking brat.
That could very well
and,
be.
And she's super talented. Again, all these things stem because she's super talented. Because she's super talented, I'm sure nobody in her life has given, like, really told her no.
Right?
Yeah. The same thing happens with Justin Bieber. You're super talented at a super young age. And Chris Brown, even before the Rihanna thing, he was known to be arrogant. I'm like, yeah, you're super talented, you're super young, you're super rich. I mean, nobody's telling you no.
Well, Demi Lovato talks about this all the time, because she's a big advocate for sobriety and for, you know, like, you know, substance abuse, like a health awareness for substance abuse and recovery and stuff like that. And she says it all the time. She was like, I was getting drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning, sneaking vodka into airports on water bottles, and I was doing drugs and doing all these things. And like, when my mom would tell me to stop, I would tell her, well, I make all the money.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, she went to rehab and she was like 18, 19.
Didn't she try to kill herself too?
Yeah.
That's what I like about Demi, is that she doesn't like Ariana Grande.
She doesn't.
And I loved it. And when she licked the whole donut thing, I actually, one of the very few times that I've tweeted any celebrity about anything in the fucking news, when the whole donut thing happened with this chick, I literally tweeted at Ariana Grande, and I'm like, luckily.
At Ariana Grande.
Okay. And I was like, I'm like, luckily we have Demi Lovato, so we don't need you. Man, I was like,
Demi is fucking talented as fuck. I love her.
She's great.
I fucking love her. Yeah. Have you heard the song that she did with Christina Aguilera?
No, I don't know.
Light that shit up, and it's so fucking good.
So anyways, I don't like Ariana Grande as a person. I think she's like, say again, this all goes to the, it stems from her being extremely talented. I'm not taking anything away from her talent. She's extremely talented. I just don't like her. I don't care for her. Her That's actions fine. Are she seems
I don't know
like
how
a
to
spoiled
feel about her.
And
fake I've tried brat. To make a decision about her for the last several years and I can't.
None of this has for none of this it's like when the whole thing happened with her concert, which happened a year ago this week.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, none of it made me feel like I wasn't like, oh no, I wasn't like, yeah, she fuck her. Like, I'm not that asshole. But
there
I,
are people that do that.
But I'm
will
not.
Say
but
that,
I'm not
though.
The other way around either. I'm not like, oh fuck her, and then a shooting happened, and then I'm like, you know what, I like her now. Like, I'm not that fucking guy either. I'm like, well, that's a horrible thing that happened. It should happen to nobody. It shouldn't happen to any
I
event.
I just don't think.
But
that's
not
going to
change my opinion on you.
With that incident having to has to do specifically with her. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
the
it
thing
just
is,
happened to be that it was an
Ariana. Humanizes her.
Well, yes,
to a lot of people,
right,
it humanizes
but it could have been anybody,
exactly.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't have any. It wasn't like I highly doubt. I mean, I don't know the mind of a terrorist, but whatever. But I highly doubt that they woke up one morning and was like, "I'm gonna go like blow up specifically Ariana Grande fans." No, you just want to cause like mass chaos, and
right? And you're like, "Oh, I want to do it now." Oh, look, there's an Ariana Grande concert.
Exactly.
It's probably
is that? No, I don't think
I don't
that's
know.
What happened.
How
I think they planned it.
Terrorism.
I think they planned. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I think today I'm gonna cause some mayhem. Yeah, what's happening?
I do think they planned it. However, I do think they planned it not because it was an Ariana Grande concert,
I think because young people were going
to. Or because there was a lot of people in one place.
Yeah. Because the, what was it in,
in France.
At O? No, I thought it wasn't at O2
it was
in London.
France. Oh. Oh, it might be London.
I think it was O2 in London. And that arena
Google it.
Is huge.
To the Google machine.
I think it was the O2 arena in London. I could be wrong, but.
Shooting?
Yeah, because it was in Manchester or something, and she did the benefit concert after the fact, like in England also.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was
Manchester concert okay. was bombed.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not O2 Arena, but that's, you know, whatever. It's where Manchester United plays.
Still, those
See,
are big
I know
arenas.
Sports things.
Same. Same.
Go
they,
sports.
They play with a ball. I know.
Go sports. I also know that Manchester United is the highest valued sports franchise. Or it was at one point. Like, when I looked up that statistic, it was them.
You know who's Porsche owner?
Who?
LeBron James.
Is he really?
Yeah, but he's like a 2% or something, like, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But he has...
Yeah, but 2 cents of like a multi-billion dollar franchise has to be.
He's like he went in like 5 years ago, so 8 years ago, something like that. With like I forgot how much, like 419 million. It's now worth like
419 million.
Yeah,
chump change.
Yep.
So there you go. Wow. I'm not a fan of it's a weird hookup, and I think isn't there a part of you when I first heard about Ariana dating this guy from SNL, I was like, is she trying to do the whole ScarJo thing, because Scarlett Johansson's dating a guy from.
But Colin Jost is cute.
Yeah, no, he's really good looking.
He's
a good
looking guy.
It's still
and
not.
He's funny.
Still,
so like he's.
Yeah,
too.
But still not Scarlett Johansson level. That's craziness.
No.
When you heard about that couple, you go.
But I understand that a little. Now, if Scarlett Johansson was dating Pete Davidson, I would be like, what the fuck is happening?
No, I was still the same way. Scarlett Johansson's dating this guy, whatever his name is, I forgot.
Colin Jost.
Yeah. And I was like, I gave that look. Of when your kid figures out a long division problem without doing the work, you go, I need to see the work. I need to, I don't believe this shit. Show your work. I need to, I just gave that in my mind. I gave that thing and I was like, I don't, and everybody's like, he's funny. I'm like, but he's not that funny. Like there's levels of funny and I'm like, he's not Scarlett Johansson level funny. I'm like, he's really funny, but she's out. Oh, this fucking world hot. Like, it's crazy.
No, I agree with you. She is, she's like on one of my, she's
he
on my
must have
list.
A golden penis, is what I thought.
Maybe.
Golden penis.
Maybe he's got a golden penis.
Girls like funny guys.
Jessica Rabbit and Roger Rabbit. She says it like 4 times throughout the movie. He makes me laugh.
Certain levels of funny are completely understandable. You know what I mean? If Scarlett Johansson
has good looking though.
Scarlett Johansson has to be at the level like she has to be dating.
She's like a 10. I'm like I know that
she's an 11. She turns it up to 11. Honey. I'm sorry. She has like if she was gonna date a funny guy, like her level of funny would have to be at the level of like. You know, Kevin Hart, to say Kevin Hart because he's the most popular comedian at the time. And not that he's the funniest, but he's the most popular.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, that would make sense. You're that level of fun. You know what I mean? This guy's okay. I don't know. I just find it weird. I don't think he's that... He's good looking.
I think part of it also has to do with, like, she seems... like the kind of girl, not like now, not necessarily like 10, 15 years ago when she was married to Ryan Reynolds, but she's, even though he's a pretty decently intelligent guy, but she seems like the kind of girl also that values intellect as, yeah. as a, and he's a smart dude.
I think he's
one of the head writers on SNL. Yeah, he's a smart dude. He's a smart dude.
You're making it seem as if like she, like Scarlett Johansson is like, you know, she could pick the smartest dude ever and also be the funniest dude. Like, to me, Scarlett Johansson
it's just still not enough.
It's not enough.
Okay.
It's not enough. Like, when she was married to Ryan Reynolds, that made sense.
No, 100% that made sense.
That told him, I'm like, those babies are going to be stunning and beautiful. And then, you know, give credit to credit where credit's due. Ryan Reynolds was like, I'm divorcing her because I'm going to go
with Blake Lively.
With Blake Lively. And I'm another like, my friend? I mean, another one that's
on my
girl
list.
You go from 11 to an 11, I completely understand.
A lateral move. But you know what? It's a lateral move, but at least he's not one of those guys that, like, dated, like, some, or married, was with someone that was, like, super hot, and then, like, you know, doesn't get someone on the same level. Like, that's obnoxious to me, like, when people do that.
That's obnoxious to you?
Yeah, like,
like, if you're gonna leave me, go up.
Go up or stay the same. Like, don't go down. Like, what are you gonna go down for?
Well, no, I'm the other way around, because I'm the guy that's down.
There was a blowjob joke in there that he totally stepped over.
Right?
Because I'm the down guy. I'm the guy down there. I'm like, yeah, one for the little guys. All right, ugly guy gets one. All right, but there's still a limit even to that.
So, do you know who Ryan Reynolds was engaged to, like, before even?
Yeah, Alanis Morissette. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then Dave Coulier.
Canadians got to stick together.
And then Dave Coulier came and swept her away.
No, I think that was after Dave. That was after. Ryan Reynolds was after Dave Coulier, way after, because You Want to Know is written about Dave Coulier.
Right. I thought it was at the same time.
No, Ryan Reynolds isn't that old. She's a lot older. She's like 5 years older than him.
That's not a lot older.
But that's
easy. I know in robot years, it may seem like a lot older, but human years, 5 years is not that. Oh, you made it. You literally go way older. I'm like, okay, how old is she? Like, I thought she was going to be. No, it's fine.
No. Dave Coulier was like. Early 90s.
I wonder what Alanis Morissette looks like without the, you know, the look. The Alanis Morissette.
She doesn't have it right now.
That Jagged Little Pill.
Doesn't have it right now.
I don't know what the fuck she looks like
right now.
She's
got like, so they're working on Jagged Little Pill, the musical. And she's
Are we excited for that?
I am very excited for Jagged Little Pill is one of my favorite albums of all time.
I would agree with you.
That album does not have a bad song on it.
Here's my problem is that I know that it was written about Dave Coulier and it totally fucks everything up.
Well,
for me.
Yeah, that's
I'm literally like, you ought to know. And I was like, fucking Dave Coulier, cut it out, guy. Really?
There's an episode of How I Met Your Mother called Spoiler Alert, and it's the one where they all start, like, you hear it's the glass sound effects because they all start, like, picking at each other's faults that they never really realized before.
Oh, the glass breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
So that's, like, kind of how you feel when you find out that Jagged Little Pill was written about Dave Coulier. It's like the glass breaks, and it's all of a sudden, that's all you see.
He's dick.
Yeah. I mean, and she went down on him in a movie theater, apparently, so.
Apparently. I wonder if, like, the manager was coming in, did he go, cut it out, and then did the fucking whole thing? Like, he's
low-hanging fruit.
I know guys who've worked with him. He's a really cheesy fucking comic.
Is he?
Like, that's his act.
Yeah.
They didn't write that for family,
I thought they did. They wrote it for Full Hall.
No, that's his act. That's his fucking act. He does that shit. He's first of all, he's squeaky clean, doesn't curse, and he needs his openers to not curse. Like, I've hung out with guys, I've worked with guys who used to tour with him, and they told me, and I that's the first question, and I ask, I go, is he really, like, how is he as a comic? And they would look at me, and they would go,
does he do all the voices and stuff?
He does all the voices, the Popeye, he does all that shit. Mm-hmm. He the only thing he doesn't do is take Mr. Woodchuck. Mr. Woodchuck on stage. I think
what the fuck is the point in going to see Dave Coulier then?
Right? I don't think you have to say the word then. What the fuck is the point of going to see Dave Coulier is the actual sentence you should have stopped. That because that's
I
fucking
mean, like,
absurd.
If the improv calls me and it's like, hey, we're gonna offer you free tickets to Dave Coulier, which they do often, like, they offer you free tickets to shit all the time, then I'll go, but I'm not paying money to see Dave Coulier.
But a lot of people do, like, that's what bothers
but
me.
But I would, see, the, I if would the improv, just take a picture
if,
with him.
But if Mr. Woodchuck was making an appearance, then yes, I would pay my $15 ticket.
But you know what's weird? Here's the part that this is the way the comedy industry works. Right? The improv calls you and goes, we got free tickets to go see Fulano Natal. You've never heard of? You're like, I'm not going.
Right.
But you will go see Dave Coulier. And I'm
for
not talking
free,
about you.
But I'm not paying
but I'm not talking about
Dave
you specifically.
Coulier.
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about the general audience. And Dave Coulier from Full House, and people go, yes, I'm going to go see him. And they, like, why? What part of his act in Full House made you think, I want to go see
this? Some people like that. Some people like that cheesy, like, family-friendly, kid-safe stuff.
Just because I do family shows, I do PG shows all the time. I do shows without cursing every week of my career. And just because you're PG doesn't mean that you have to be cheesy and bad. And Dave Coulier is...
But if that's your shtick, then...
He's Canadian, so he's uber nice. Except to Alanis
Morissette. Canadian?
To
what did he do to her?
He cheated on her. Have we not listened to You Wanna Know in a while?
Not in a while, no. I'm sorry, do you have that constantly in your fucking disc changer? And your 60 CD changer? And you just fucking play CD4 and it comes on? No, I don't, sorry.
First of all, it's 2018. Nobody has a six.
Well, nobody listens to Jagged Little Pill.
Everybody listens to Jagged Little Pill. You know what I was doing on my way over here yesterday? I was hardcore dance party jamming to Selena in my car and not Gomez.
Well, but that's Selena. That's not Selena. Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill is one of the best albums of all time.
Granted, but that's...
So then why wouldn't you continue to listen to it?
Because Selena is more understandable for you listening to Selena in 2018 than it is for Jagged Little Pill. Because your parts were made in Mexico, so you're a Hispanic robot. And that's the thing.
Your parts were made in... That's the title.
It's a great song. I'm not debating the song. I'm not debating the greatness of the song. I'm debating of why... Like, you were surprised to learn that I hadn't listened to it in a while. Yeah, I haven't listened to it in a while.
For you both.
An older version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on me?
He cheated on her. That's what this whole song's about.
But that doesn't seem to me like... That doesn't say it's cheating. That to me says...
He's talking about another girl.
Yeah.
Hold on. And I hate to be the guy that's defending Dave Coulier. I really do.
Dave Coulier defender.
However,
change it right now.
I hate to be that guy. However, the song never says that he cheated on her. It just says that they're no longer together. So couldn't it be that he broke up with her, didn't fuck the other girl, and then started dating the other girl? And she's mad because she left him, because he left her for the other girl. It doesn't specify cheating.
I don't think you
It doesn't even infer cheating.
You don't get that angry just because you broke up and you decided to date somebody else.
Oh, come on, dude. First of all,
I agree with Stephanie.
I love you, Steph, but you are the absolute last person that could give your fucking opinion on this subject. Since you've never broken up with somebody,
No, her and Dave have broken up.
No.
Vanessa was there for that.
You've never. Let me rephrase it. You've never had somebody break up with you to go out with somebody else. So you're the.
That's actually not true.
Dave broke up with you to go out with somebody else.
She had boyfriends before Dave, and one of them.
But they were. You're 12. That's bullshit. That doesn't count.
I wasn't 12. I was 16 years old, and he was 18, and he went off to the Navy, and he fucking married some chick while he was still dating me. That fucking broke my heart.
Really?
Yes.
That broke. You were 16.
It doesn't matter.
Is that real?
That's like your first love.
Is that real?
I'm not defending myself.
And that, ladies,
you can continue to defend Dave Coulier.
But the song never says cheating. I don't understand it. It doesn't even infer it. Yes. It does not. Okay. It just says you're with her now, and I don't want you to be with her.
What's the song again?
You ought to know. How do you not know that?
Because
she was 2 when that fucking song came out.
Yeah. I was like in 4th grade, and I bought the album when it came out because it was so amazing.
You ought to know lyrics. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to read the lyrics?
Yes, read the lyrics.
Okay.
Except the fucking part that continues over and over and over.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater?
Right.
Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Because the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. And no. And every time you speak her name, I'm going to read every lyric. Does she know how you told me you'd hold me until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind you of the mess that you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross that I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know.
You're the only person on the planet has made this assumption.
But hold on. I think you're letting your emotions and maybe your personal backstory bleed.
This song came out when I was 9 years old.
I think you're projecting.
I'm not projecting anything. This song came out when I was 9 years old. And when I was 9 years old, I'm like, this guy sucks.
No, well, again, I'm not saying he's. I'm not defending Dave Coulier and saying that he's a good guy. I'm just saying that the cheating part is nowhere inferred in the song. There's nothing that says cheating in the song. Nothing.
Yeah, he's right.
Nothing says cheating in the song. The whole song. Trust me, she really hates to say that.
No, there's a line in here that says how quickly I was replaced.
Replaced it, doesn't mean
okay, fine. Cheating. But
then it says, are you thinking of me when you fuck her?
Yeah.
That's such a good line.
That is a great line.
It's a fucking fantastic. The song is phenomenal. I love the song. You're misunderstanding. I love this song. But I never heard this and thinking to myself, he cheated on
her. But I mean, it's
and maybe because I'm a guy.
But it's a small step to it's there's not so that much anger in the song.
You're acting like the song is about puppies and I'm making it about like
yeah. Like it's not murder. It's not like a big reach to assume that he cheated on her.
But it is a reach nonetheless.
But it's not a big
because
one.
The actual lyrics like, say the actual like, lyrics say oh, you're no longer with me.
I can touch this piece of paper that's barely 6 inches away from me. Like it's not a huge reach. It's not a big. It's not a giant stretch of the imagination to assume that he did cheat on her or. Okay, he broke up with her and then 2 days later was dating somebody else.
That's possible. That's what I thought.
No, because when you break up with somebody and two days later you're with somebody else, you were already starting that second relationship.
Boy.
It's true.
Yes, it's called emotional cheating. Oh,
yes, no. That is a thing.
That is 100% a thing.
That is a thing.
She legitimately, my wife and I have had this argument many times. Argument. It's not an argument. It's a discussion because I always back the fuck away. There's only so
Homer,
many times.
Homer Simpson into the bush.
There's only so many times I could go. I this is how it always goes. She goes.
Yeah, yes. Homer Simpson into the bush.
She goes. This is what my wife will go. That's emotional cheating, and I go, there's no such thing, and she goes, yes there is,
of course there is,
and then I back away because okay. I go, there's only so much you can say that's not a thing before it gets turned
but
on you
is.
So you get the fuck away and you run. I'm not having this discussion, honey.
No, we are having
I'm fucking not having this discussion.
We are having this discussion for the podcast because we can't bring it up and not talk about it.
Oh, okay, good.
There is such a thing.
So later on when you don't fuck me because of this argument,
minute marker 15
later on when you don't fuck me because of this conversation for the podcast, I'm gonna be like, but it was for the podcast, and then you're gonna be like, fine, let's fuck. And
no,
that's
but
not gonna happen.
I want to we're not gonna yell, we're not gonna fight, we're
sure,
not gonna,
Jen.
We're gonna try.
Stephanie's done nothing but yell.
Well, it's Stephanie.
I don't have to defend myself to you. I'm like, this okay,
her, that's her normal volume okay. All the time.
To defend Dave Coulier.
But there is such a thing as emotional cheating, like, okay,
100%.
You and I are partners, you and Dave are partners, like, you are supposed
to. She has majority ruling
well,
in the partnership.
But that's
it's not equal partners. It's not, you're right. You said partners, not equal
excuse
partners.
Excuse me. Nary and Dave are also partners.
Nary and Jeff are also partners.
I understand.
It is very,
very incestuous dynamic.
Okay, so we talked about it on Woo Bro that you're probably going to hear next week if you listen to us, but we went to Disney last weekend. And I was very, very concerned that I was going to wake up in the middle of the night with Jeff in my bed because he wanted to snuggle with Nary.
Like, yeah. There were a lot of pictures.
It was very concerning. And I
they
asked
were,
Christy.
Like,
and
basic
Christy,
Instagram bitches. Uh-huh. Like, when
I said, I'm going to make a flip-a-gram with all their pictures. And just put Jeff and Nary, a love story.
Hashtag Jeff and Nary.
Missy kept saying, you guys are relationship goals.
And then I'm going to put the Deadpool 2 Celine Dion song in the background. I think it'll be perfect. But anyway, there is such a thing as emotional cheating because you have your partner, your significant other, your wife or your husband or whatever. And they're the ones that are supposed to be your emotional support. If you're going to somebody else and not talking to, since I'm talking about me, you are not talking to me, your wife, but you're taking all your issues to another person. That is cheating.
Okay,
that is
cheating.
You have to account for a lot of things because
here's I will give this statement, and I'm just gonna give hypotheticals, and I'm gonna give speaking in third person.
I love
and stuff.
All the disclaimers.
Disclaimers of like, please fuck me later. Please don't let this stop you from fucking me later. you can't control what you feel. You can't.
Yeah.
Hold on. No.
I agree.
Let me finish.
You can't control what you feel.
Let me finish. To me, cheating is something that you have gone out of your way or you got out of your way to either do or not stop. Okay? So if I, Stephanie, go out of my marriage and have sex with you, Stephanie, I know. This is clearly.
We all know this already. We've discussed this before.
Like,
so
obviously,
this is why he's using this.
And this,
example.
Yeah, and this theoretical situation, obviously, there's no more coconuts. So I've. So if I go out of my if I go out of my way to have sex with you, I'm going out of my way to have sex with you. And even if it happened without me wanting it to happen, I still could have stopped it, right? Physically, I could have stopped it. Like if you and I, for some weird reason, whatever, just I'm just giving you
last
and I
two as an people example. On the planet
For you, no, if you and I were you started connecting, you know, in a you know whatever, we started hanging out more often, and we started getting you know these feelings of physical attraction towards each other, and I at the end of the day I or and you could still have the no matter there's no I slipped into her penis. Oh, okay. I slipped into her vagina. There's no that. It doesn't happen.
She has.
Yeah,
she
I know.
Has, yeah, if that's,
well, that's another
a different,
case.
That's a different. You know, not, that is a different conversation.
That's not cheating. But oh, if, no, Jeff is fine. but it, like that's what I'm saying. So physical contact, physical cheating, physical like I stepped out of my marriage physically is absolutely cheating because you and me could have stopped it at any time. At every point, at every turn, we could have stopped it. You can't do that with emotions.
But
that is, hold on, that's why it's not cheating.
That's why I hate arguing with
him. If I feel, well, let me just finish, because I let you talk and I didn't interrupt you.
I know.
If you have an emotional connection with somebody and you have that conversation and you have that, like what Vanessa said, what my wife said, she goes, if you go and talk to somebody else about, if you find out with somebody else and you go, you can't control that. You can't control how you feel.
You can't control how you feel, and I agree with you 100%. You can't control how you feel, but in the same sense that you can stop yourself from like you're tripping and falling into her vagina,
right.
You can also stop yourself from taking those emotions anywhere outside of your physical being.
Right.
Like you can feel them and internalize them, but the second that Dave would go to Vanessa and be like, oh my God, Steph's such a bitch, and she did this, and she did this, and she did this, and they're talking and texting all the fucking time, and they're doing a whole bunch of shit.
You're moving too much away from the microphone.
Sorry. And they're doing a whole bunch of shit, and like, that is the same.
It is the same.
To a lot of people, that's the same.
That's,
well, and to a lot of women.
I think that
some men can get really hurt by that,
yeah.
Too.
This is the way I see it. And this, and again, I just, there's only so much I can say without it. Without the fucking curious, what the fuck have you been doing? I being turned on me.
I'm not gonna give you that.
You don't give a shit. It's not, no, I'm not worried about you not fucking me. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about my wife not fucking me. I just think that I because you can't control how you feel, because you can't control that. To me, it's emotional cheating is such a slippery slope to say emotional cheating is a thing, because then it becomes everything. Then that emotional cheating is when women say emotional cheating is a thing, that's a very close and next step to you jerking off to porn is cheating.
No,
there are women that believe that, but there are women that believe
I don't personally.
I'm not saying you.
Well, there are some women that do believe that.
There are some men that also like are addicted to in the same
right. They're addicted, that are addicted to pornography to
porn and develop feelings for fucking porn stars.
Well, okay,
those are exceptions. That's not the rule.
No, that's not true. There's a lot of women who believe that watching porn is cheating. There's a lot of women that believe that masturbating to the thought of another woman, a real woman, an ex, is cheating. There are women that believe that.
I don't really like that.
No, nobody says you like it. Nobody likes it. Nobody goes, oh my God, did you think about your ex today? That would be amazing. Nobody likes it, but it's also not cheating, in my opinion. But there are women who believe that. Now, does that make it less true to them, for them? No. If they consider cheating, it's cheating, right? For them in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That to me is a slippery slope. The emotional cheating, as valid as some of your points may be, because there are, you do have some valid points, that it's not a good thing. It is definitely hurtful for you, for your partner to be going to somebody else for emotional support. That is definitely a hurtful thing. I don't consider cheating. I think consider it like not nice, just like jerking off to the thought of your ex. Not nice.
I'll say this. This is something I've told Dave many times to his face. I would,
but you have to, because he keeps forgetting. He's a goldfish.
I would. Hashtag he's literally memory. Dory. I would rather. I would have an easier time forgiving you slipping up once and getting drunk and fucking some girl
and falling into someone's vagina
and tripping into somebody's vagina than you having a year long
emotional affair
with somebody. And I would 100% be much more willing to forgive tripping into
something. Right.
I mean, it's going to be hard either way.
It's going to be hard either way. It's going
to
suck.
It has to be hard to slip in.
I'm not asking for either one of these scenarios.
Right.
But if I had to choose.
Right.
And a one-time physical mistake is...
But I completely understand that. To me, I completely understand that you saying, because it hurts less. It hurts less to think that my husband got drunk one day and he blacked out and he woke up next to another woman. That's a lot easier to accept, you know, for you emotionally than it is to accept that he found somebody else. Not just that he was no longer talking to you. If he found somebody else, it's a lot harder to accept that. It hurts more.
100%.
It doesn't make
it. Because it's all about feeling.
I understand. That's what I was saying. It's not nice when somebody else, when you find out your partner, you know, found somebody else to unload emotionally on. It's not nice, but it doesn't make it cheating. To me, it doesn't make it. It just makes it not nice. Again, we're going back and forth on this.
I disagree.
I just think it's one of those things. It's a very sad.
I mean,
you know what?
I started thinking about this? We're both saying the same thing, though. We're calling it cheating, and you're calling it something else. But it's the same thing. It's still just as painful.
It's still as hurtful. I agree. All those conversations are correct. It's still hurtful. Like, that's what I always meant when I go, emotional cheating is not a thing. I didn't mean you shouldn't be hurt by it, be a fucking robot and move on. Like, I shouldn't. I never thought that. I just, you know who actually started me on the path of this kind of train of thought is Patrice O'Neal. And she knows where I'm going to go with this. Patrice O'Neal was one of the greatest comedians that ever existed, in my opinion. And he passed away. He's fucking amazing. He had this whole thing, right? I worked with him a couple of times. I was able to, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to see him live. Forget working with him, just to be able to see him was great. But he had this whole thing where he had a conversation with the audience, and he would say, you know, he would always talk about men cheating and men fucking other women, multiple women, and he would always say it's not a bad thing. And again, I'm not agreeing with this. I'm just saying this was started my train of thought.
He wanted to make it an us thing.
He was. He always said, let me ask you a question. Our society frowns upon you having sex with multiple partners, right? With multiple people, that it frowns upon. If you're in a relationship, you can't be in a relationship with anybody else. And he would always give the example. He would always talk to a woman. He would always pick a woman in the audience, and he goes, is it wrong to, do you love one parent more than the other? And she would say no. He's like, you love both parents equally the same.
I mean, I do.
Right, yeah. Obviously. But
some people don't.
There's obviously exceptions to every rule. But I'm talking about the rules that society puts on us, right? The rules that society puts on us are, you're not supposed to love one parent more than the other. You're not supposed to love one child more than the other. If you have multiple children, you're not supposed to love one child more than the other. It is frowned upon. It is like, you are an awful person if you love. So you have to have equal love for your children. You have to have equal love for your siblings. You're supposed to have equal love for your parents. Those are all acceptable and expected. But you can't love more than one woman, because that makes it, for some reason, a weird thing. That makes it, now you're an asshole. So
we live in a, what's the word?
Monogamous?
A monogamous society.
Right. But again, you can't control your emotions. And again, this is coming from somebody who's never cheated on my wife. I'm having this conversation.
Thank God.
I'm having this conversation, or that you know of. I don't know why. That's fine.
I was going to say it, but I was like, let me not stir the pot.
That's the easy joke, and I'm like, you guys agree. And I know there's a listener listening going, like, she knows that. All right, fuck.
It's probably going to be me in 3 months when I listen to this.
When you forget, completely black out that we ever had this conversation.
So, yeah, I'm like eight episodes behind.
All I'm saying is that I listen. All I'm saying is that that thing that with Patrice got me enough, like, that it makes sense to me. Like, you know, I come from look, my parents have been married 47 years. They've been together 47 years, and they've never, like to me, I grew up, I'm a hopeless romantic because of my parents.
Right.
I grew up with that mentality. Like, before Vanessa, every girlfriend that ever broke up with me was for the same thing. Was like, you're too nice. They gave me that you're too nice thing, right? Well, one of them, I got her pregnant and then she had an abortion and then she couldn't look at me. But whatever. Besides that,
the other one was a lesbian.
Again, too nice, because I fucking introduced her to her girlfriend that she left me for. So again, too nice. It all plays back to the too nice thing. So, but I was always a hopeless romantic. I was a serial monogamer. Like, I went from one long term relationship to another one, and even the ones that were like 4 or 5 months long, that were only 4 or 5 months long, it wasn't because of me. It was because they didn't want to do it anymore. They didn't want to continue. So you're talking to that guy, and then I went from that all my life to then doing stand-up, doing comedy, and listening to these guys give other points of view.
Right.
Like, I used to be the guy, I've never done a drug in my life, and I used to be that guy that grew up thinking, if you do drugs, you're bad. You're a bad, right. you're a bad person.
Well, that's what we're taught.
That's what you're taught kids, as kids. Yeah. But I believed it. Like Tina Fey, if you ever watch her, her interview on the Netflix show with David Letterman, she goes, I've never done drugs, I've never done weed. And she this is what she says. She goes,
when she grew up Catholic or
no,
Greek
no,
Orthodox,
it wasn't that. She like said, that. When she the reason she gave, she said, when Nancy Reagan said, don't do drugs, Tina Fey said, got it, check, right. done. That, and that's that, and that was literally how I came up with. I came up with
the dare
to keep kids off drugs, and drugs are bad, and don't do drugs. Yeah, and I was always like, too. And I was always like, I wasn't in there, but I was always like, I was always like, great, don't do drugs. Got it. Check. Right. Done.
No. Abuse, resistance, so, education.
I agree.
So that's why I came up from that point. So then when I started, you know, then when you grow up a little bit and you realize, hey, good people do bad things and bad people do good things.
And weed is awesome.
I you know what I mean? It took me a little bit to learn that as an adult. I had to learn that as an adult, right. not as an adolescent. Same thing goes for this whole loving other people thing, emotional. It's very look, love is not fucking
It's definitely a spectrum. I'll agree with you there. But here's the thing is we do live in a society that like that definitely 100% constructs itself around monogamy. That being said, like I understand that that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
I 100% understand that monogamy is not for everybody, and some people can only be with one person for so long before they get bored or they just can't do like for whatever
XYZ reason. I'm so like enthralled by the idea of an open relationship. I don't think I could do it. I'm a jealous person, but like that people can do it. I think that's really
right.
interesting.
And from what I understand, like open relationships only work for so long. Look, because I read a lot about these kinds of things because I am curious and because you know, not that I'm interested in pursuing anything like that, but I'm curious.
It's so different.
I like to be educated about other, you know, alternative right. lifestyles or whatever. I know that there are people, but my whole thing is that if you're going to be like that, like I put me in a scenario where Dave and I aren't together. If you want to be like that and you're like, oh, but I need to know from the beginning. Like, right. you can't sit there and, like, date me for 6 months and then, like, you know, 4 months after that, I find out that, like, for the last 4 months, you've been fucking somebody.
But it's not,
you
that's, know what I that's mean? Different. Because
and
that's,
then come back to me and be like, oh, but I can't do monogamy.
No, that's, like, well, that's different. What you're talking about is or not mutually exclusive.
No, I know.
Because it could be that you date somebody for 2 years and then 2 years in, he finds out that he wants to explore that lifestyle. He hasn't done it yet, but he wants to explore that lifestyle. He can then come talk to you and be like, this
right, but that's
but that's not from the beginning.
But
that's
not
my point.
Right, but as long as I'm, and I mean in the beginning, like before you actually do anything, just communicate.
Here's my point, though. Now, with that said, and I'm glad you said that. Before he actually physically does anything, he has to emotionally get to that point. Then he will already have emotionally.
Not always.
No. This and that scenario. In that scenario, she's dating somebody for 2 years. He hasn't physically started another relationship with another woman yet, but he goes over to you.
That's not what I meant.
It sounds like Neri made a good point. No. Let me go back and change the variables.
Whatever.
The way that I understood it from the way that you were talking was that like, oh, he wants to like explore an open
right.
lifestyle that. In the sense that like I took that to mean like he just wants to do it. Not because there was anybody specific in mind. That's how I understood it. Now,
but
if
that
I missed,
doesn't happen that way.
Maybe not, but I don't know. I've never done that.
No, I've never done it either. I'm just saying it doesn't. It wouldn't. It, like you know what I mean? That would be the equivalent of saying, "Hey, honey, what do you think about having Mongolian for dinner?" And then be like, "Okay, have you been thinking about Mongolian?" No. Just out of the thin blue sky, I'm going to bring up Mongolian out of nowhere and just say, just in case we want to have Mongolian, let's talk about it now. It doesn't work that way.
Do you want Mongolian beef?
My point is, if you bring up the subject of what do you think about us exploring this, it's because I've already had those thoughts.
Thoughts are one thing, but actual feelings are another.
Right. The point of an emotional affair is not that you're
thinking about
somebody else or you're talking. It's that you're having feelings that you're, you know, like, you're like, oh, I love this person.
It's not because, it's not, like, oh, I'm friends with this hot chick and I think that maybe, you know, I'd like to bang her, right, and my girlfriend's okay with it. An emotion in relationship is you've been going back and forth with this chick and telling her shit that you wouldn't tell your girlfriend or your wife or whatever that you once did go to her with. And now this is another person.
Or even, like, sending pictures or, like...
No, that's different. That's not emotional. That's not to me...
But it is emotional because it's just feelings. It's not physical.
Right.
No, no, you're physically sending pictures.
No.
That's a thing.
No.
To me, that's where I would say that's cheating. Like, sending pictures...
100%.
That is true. That,
you said,
to me,
cheating.
You said cheating.
Did I say that?
You did.
Did I say that?
You did. Can I have it?
All right, Disney.
Did I say that? Oh, no. I said that.
Can I have it?
Can I have it?
I don't know. Whatever. I just think, you know, it's
this entire conversation, by the way, was spurned by Dave Cooley.
Thank you, Dave Coulier.
Fucking gross.
Fucking Dave Coulier.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, again, it's, I don't know. I've had many conversations with many comedians who, like, you know, have these ideas and ideologies that I don't share, but I could also look at and go, that makes sense. Logically, it does make sense. That conversation with Patrice, while he was talking about it on stage, mm-hmm, I got to able to pick his brain about it after the show in depth, and it made sense. Again,
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. That's fine.
It's like, just, I get that it's still hurtful. I'm not denying.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. But if you are that type of person, or if you are beginning to find yourself going down that road, like, tell me something.
Right. Like, don't wait until you blow up our marriage.
Or however fucking long it was. And blow up our marriage and destroy our family because you decided that...
Because you wanted to talk to somebody.
Exactly. Because... something went wrong in our relationship, so you felt the need to go elsewhere.
Get a therapist.
Okay.
That's my point.
Okay.
So that was fun.
I'm glad it was fun for somebody. I feel like I'm on the fucking hot seat. Like, where were you in a 17? They're like, I was at the gym.
That was a very grown up conversation. Nobody yelled at each other.
Yeah, we didn't yell.
Yes, I understand. However, Stephanie, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the repercussions this is going to have later on in my marriage when she's like, let's continue talking about this shit. Who the fuck have you been talking to?
And TBH,
I'm like,
no. I wasn't paying attention for part of that. So awesome. It's fine.
Fantastic.
You're fine.
Yes. Now, in 3 months from now, I was going to be like, who the fuck you talking to, motherfucker? And I'm like, what? What are you talking? Like, I'll be totally lost, but she'll be like, I just heard the episode. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go again. So it's going to be fun. Fun times.
Okay. So.
Okay. So, Dave, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is Dave Coulier did not cheat, and Alanis Moore said he just found somebody else.
Maybe he didn't cheat.
Based on the actual lyrics of the song, I will say he didn't cheat on her based on the words that are in the lyrics, but I still stand with Stephanie and I agree that it could definitely be interpreted as he did.
Also, this is all speculation because she has come out several times and, like, vehemently denied that it's about Dave Coulier, probably to spare him, because
I hope so. Just because I don't want that great song to be associated with Dave Coulier. What the fuck? Ugh.
It's too late.
It's too late. We already... Yeah. Everybody associates the song to Dave Coulier.
It should be longer, right? It should be longer than 20.
I don't know. Like, 90, mid-90s?
I'm 36. It should be longer than 20.
I don't know.
Or maybe right at 20.
I think
it's right at 20.
I'm excited that they're doing a musical about it.
It's weird.
Why is that weird? Why are musicals weird to you?
No, musicals are not weird. I love musicals. I think it's fun, it's weird to me.
Well, apparently in 2013, Dave Coulier did finally admit.
Oh, he did?
That there's a certain line in the lyrics that to him is about him. Hang on, let me.
Would you go down on me in the theater?
It's probably one of those. He's so vain that he thinks it's about him.
That's another song. That's another album.
Fucking no. Thank you for woman-splaining my joke.
That's another album that's about a big giant breakup.
I understand. That's why I gave the reference.
Okay, so he says, I have always taken the high road and said, you know, the guy in the song is an idiot. I would hate to be that guy. And he says, grilled further about whether he thinks the song is indeed inspired by the relationship. He finally admits that there's a certain line in the lyrics that to him hinted it may be about him after all. And which line? It's that I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
That's a lie. It's the fucking dinner.
He said, I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
We had already broken up and she called and said, hey, you know, I'm in... she called and I said, hey, you know, I'm right in the middle of dinner. Can I call you right back? And when I heard the line, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, that's so lame.
I gotta be honest with you. Yeah, no, I was waiting for her to finish. Okay. But yeah, what I was gonna say is that may be the line that let him know, oh shit, this is about me, but the whole song has to
the
be.
The whole song is about
me. Right. So, like, you think,
but that's,
so
let that's me ask the you line something. That, like, tipped him off.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Dave Coulier.
So,
okay,
how you many think, girls are going down yeah, on you how in many, movie theater? Yeah, Dave Coulier.
It wasn't until that line that you go, oh, wait. I can't believe
we've spent so much time talking
from this article, it seems as if Dave Coulier only thinks that one song is about him.
No.
That's what it said.
No, he said that's the line that tipped him off that the song is about him.
Oh, okay, right, because you know the blowing you in a theater.
That's super specific.
Maybe she's, you know, she has hoe tendencies and blows everybody in a theater.
I guess. I've never blown anybody in a theater.
Me neither, because I don't have hoe tendencies.
Unfortunately not. You know, there are guys.
I'm a grown up.
Who has the energy for hoe tendencies?
Seriously,
these days?
I have plenty of energy to brush my hair.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so sad.
You met me at the wrong time.
I know. But is that even? I don't even think there was a right time.
There was a right time.
There was a right time.
I was there for it. So,
this is how fun as Neri sheds a single tear.
People are learning a lot about me today.
There are guys who have had multiple women go down on them in a theater. So
I'm sure. I've seen people do it. It's just not my bag, baby.
So maybe Dave Coulier is one of those guys where when he heard that lyric, he was like, well, I've had so many girls go down on me. It could have been anybody, really.
I mean, does Dave Coulier seem
well,
like
I mean, if it happened to him, it could happen to anybody. So maybe that's why he was like, oh, you know, do you need more? Did I not?
I've never gotten head in the theater. I've finger blasted and I've gotten hand jobs. Yeah, I've gotten hand jobs in the theater.
Yeah, but head is a little bit.
I got rolled head one time. Just one time.
What are we looking at?
No. So I got rolled head one time by one girl, and that was it.
I'm just like, I've always been like, it's hard to do things that, like, I'm always like just scared to get caught, and then like, what do you how do you explain your way out of that?
You don't explain it. You hope the cop is fucking cool with it. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's the whole point.
Like, I fell on his dick.
Well, that's the whole fun of it, is the whole you may get caught thing. I did have sex with a girl.
I don't think that's exciting, though.
Yes, it is.
Sure. Like, I'm sure you think it's exciting, a lot of people think it's exciting. I don't think that's exciting.
Yeah. But the thing is,
no.
Just like head in general, it's not about you. It's not.
Okay.
That's the whole point. You're selfish and you don't understand that, or you seem to not give a fuck, but it's not about you. It's about giving pleasure to the other person. That's what the whole thing is about. So, yeah. I did have sex on an ex-girlfriend's front lawn. Did that. Yeah.
Why?
She was really horny that day.
Okay.
And her mom was in the house, and we were just trying to fuck. We were super young, so.
Yeah, no, that seems like a super young thing.
Yeah. I didn't have my own place.
Your story checks out.
Yeah. So that's why. That's the weirdest place I've ever had sex in. So.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex, Vanessa?
In a car in front of a playground.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's enough to get you that fucking stamp
In my driveway. Sorry. In my parents' driveway.
See that? It wasn't the same girl, though, by the way. This wasn't the same story. I just talked about having sex with a girl in front of her house and on the lawn in front of her house.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you come along and go, I fucked somebody in front of my house. No, it wasn't him. Wasn't the same. We're not talking about the same thing.
It was not.
No, I know who you're talking about.
I know you do.
Yay, this is fun.
It is fun.
I'm so glad I was invited on this episode.
Well, Christy's not here, so somebody had to fill in. I miss you, Christy. So you guys have learned a lot about us tonight.
Is it time to pause?
I think so. Think we need to pause and then regroup and come back.
Okay.
Please hold.
Stop it or pause it.
Stop it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi.
We're back from an emotional break.
Oh my God. I've never been more comfortable. Oh my God, that was awful. Please don't ever do that to me again.
Neri almost cried.
He didn't almost cry. He fucking cried.
I did legit.
Yeah, he got really choked up because he watched a video.
It was so sad.
It was sad. It was that is terrible. Sad. Alzheimer's and dementia is a terrible, terrible disease.
Yeah, it was this guy, a video of this guy filming
Let's
his mom.
It, Stephanie, shall we?
Having a conversation with his mom.
This is going to happen again.
Having this conversation with his mom, but you don't know. I mean, you know, but you don't know who. He's just asking her.
And if you don't know, now you know.
He's asking her, "Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?"
And she did know. And you're going to ignore me.
She did know his name, but she didn't know that it was his son. And so he kept like, you know, when you had kids, you know, how many kids did you have, and blah blah blah. And at the end, he films himself talking about how he didn't expect to have that. He didn't expect his mom to forget that she was his mom, you know, that she's getting older or whatever. So that
and he was crying really hard.
Yeah, and the guy was crying really hard. But then that all was emotional, and I was already getting teary-eyed. But what got me afterwards were the letters and the words at the end of the video. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You can't say them, can you?
No. I can say them. I can say them. The video ends with...
You're laughing to avoid crying.
I am. I really am.
I know that game very well.
I know. You don't laugh. You just say whatever.
Well, that's what I did when he cut Sophie's bangs. I laughed so I wouldn't cry.
But that was actually legitimately funny, and it was also your fault. It was also your fault. So
I know, which is another reason why I laughed so I wouldn't cry.
So the video ends with "Love your parents. We're so busy growing up that we forget that they're growing old."
And that's the message.
Yeah. So I read that, right? Vanessa was with me, to the listener. Vanessa was with me watching the video up until when it faded out, and then she stopped watching it. It was on my phone, and then the words came on, and I go, "Oh, Vanessa, you missed this. This is the saddest part." And I started reciting to her two lines, and later my voice cracked.
Yeah, my voice cracked. Balls dropped at that moment.
My voice cracked, and I was like "Changes."
Were you going through puberty?
I was like, "Changes." Like fucking Peter Brady, and I did not expect that from myself. Like I obviously knew that I was already teary eyed, but I did not expect to break down just from reciting. I'm like, oh, that's how I thought I was gonna be, like very matter of factual, like I was now.
Yeah, okay.
Like these are the words I said in the video, honey. Sure, you Jane. Missed these words. A B C D E F. That's how I thought I was gonna say it. I'm like. In fact, I didn't even get through it the first time.
No, you did not.
You like threw your phone down and backed away from the
table.
And I laughed.
And I was like, this is crazy. This is happening. How is this happening? Yeah, it's pretty fucking.
So that was I hid under a blanket.
Yeah, that was a really intense break.
Everything.
And then we were like, all right. And then I was like, all right, let's continue with the funny. Press play. Let's get this going.
I think the only time I've been more uncomfortable in this house is when you hugged me and like played Careless Whisper in the background.
Well,
those are always good times.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. I don't know why you get uncomfortable with that. This situation was completely uncomfortable. I get today.
I don't like when people like
act human.
I don't like people human.
I don't like when people act human.
I know what we can talk about now. That new movement going on about parents having to ask their baby's permission before they can change their diaper.
Oh,
it's a very good segue.
Is that a
finish
movement?
Your thought?
I don't really like into that. People that I'm not.
Romantically involved with?
Yeah, that I'm not romantically involved with.
Even then.
Or like my child really touching me with, not without my consent, because I'm not going there, but just like surprising me with it, like you like to do.
Like, Neri will legit. At least he's not putting his t-shirt over your head.
First of all,
my heart would literally stop beating and I would just die.
I like the way Stephanie has said, this is basically what she said. I don't like people hugging me without announcing that they're going to hug me ahead of time and me prepping myself. That's how way normal people hug.
No.
Normal
people don't. No,
you come up from behind her. And like just in the movie, and then you pet my face. And
yes, that's called affection. None of that is crazy.
You're doing it specifically to make me uncomfortable. Oh, no, absolutely. You know it makes me uncomfortable.
Absolutely. However, that's still not out of the ordinary. It's still not out of the... Like, at the movie theater, when we saw Ready Player One, I hugged you from up front, from in front of you.
But because I know it's coming.
And it still bothered the shit out of you. But it still bothered the shit out of you.
That's fine.
We have a picture of it. It still bothered the living shit out of you. You were still like, why is this happening?
Because
it went
on for too long.
Hugs have a limit.
Because you like, held me. Like, you forced me into your hug. And I was like, make it stop now, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, force me into your hug. It's a fucking hug. You're like, anyways, it's a hug. It's fine. Wow. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's a hug.
Okay.
But I understand where she's coming from. I don't like being surprised from behind.
That's
either.
Fine. That's not. But that's not what I did to her. That's not the only
but
thing.
But you I've have done that to her.
And then sometimes you get like other people to like tag team me and it's like not.
I don't get them to. They jump in. Dave jumped in the hug. I never said Dave do it.
Dave's done it. But like Mercadal did it once too. And I was like in between you guys.
But I don't get people to do it. I don't invite them and be like, hey,
well,
you do it too.
Jeff's done it
well,
too,
you,
has
and
he?
You. I don't think so.
No. Jeff doesn't like her. Not even in a joking manner would he actually hug her. He's like, nah, that's hilarious, bro. You do your shit. I'm not touching that.
No.
That's fucking.
He puts up with her just to be friends with Dave.
Yeah, he's so like, that, Dave's my friend. That's
really
not,
mean. I'm sorry. That was mean.
That's not what I said. That's not where I was going with it. But all right, let's go. I feel like this is like the other day with Missy where I said something and I just now didn't realize how fucking ridiculously mean it was. And I go, nah, I committed. I got to keep going with it. Got a Thelma and Louise's bitch. Let's fucking jump off together.
You jump, I jump, Jack. Right?
Yeah. I
get it. I don't. Well, I know that when I don't feel good, like when I'm sick, I definitely don't like being.
You
touched.
Don't like being touched a lot of times.
This is also true.
Sick.
My kids touch me too much, so I run out of touch time. I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, that's always weird to me because she was always like, "Don't touch me," and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And then later on, she has to like tell me like, "Listen, it's not you. This is what's happening with me," and I gotta be like, "Okay, sure." I mean, whatever.
But I don't mind hugs. Hugs are okay.
No, that's not
hugs
true.
Are okay
hugs are okay.
When it's not somebody like purposefully trying to make me uncomfortable.
This is true. My brother has made
me
cry.
Do you understand the catch-22 of what you're saying? Hugs make you uncomfortable unless it's a hug that doesn't make you purposely uncomfortable.
No, because you go out of your way to hug her for an extended period of time.
She doesn't like
you
it at all. It's
her.
Not like
that's
it's not like
that's
not
true. I've hugged her before.
I
that's not no. We kissed on the cheek and that was it. And we kissed.
I've hugged
cheek,
her
not,
before.
Like, lips to cheek. If I would ever kiss you lips to cheek, you would look at it. Look at her fucking face right now.
I can feel her skin crawling from here.
Oh my god! Like that's and you see, I don't do that because I'm like I'm not gonna make it weird, right? That's fine.
Oh, that's where it's going to get weird.
A 60-second hug is okay, but
that's on the cheek is crossing. The background.
Not for nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
Not for nothing, but 60-second hugs.
You're blushing.
That's when the endorphins get released, and that's what makes you feel like it's been scientifically proven that long hugs make humans feel better.
Well, we've already established that her parts were made in Mexico, so it's fine.
Made in Mexico.
Oh my god, I just keep thinking about it and it's making me crazy.
All right, so let's move on. Before Stephanie
so
like
get the baby's consent.
Yeah, okay, so apparently I saw a video.
I saw this, but I feel like it was like on a ridiculous news outlet.
It was on Fox.
Yeah, yes, that's what I mean by ridiculous news.
Your story checks out. We're saying the same thing.
So basically what they're saying is, and it's not just this lady on Fox, it's like, and I think it's started in Australia, that you need to get your baby's consent.
How does one obtain your baby's consent?
So what the lady on Fox was saying, and what I think she was actually trying to convey, is that you should talk to your children and explain what you're doing as you're doing it. So like,
okay.
So if you're going to change the baby's diaper, you tell them, all right, you have a dirty diaper. We're going to go change your diaper. Mommy's going to take it off. I'm going to wipe you. We're going to put powder or whatever. Right. And we're put cream. And then we're going to put the new clean diaper.
We kind of do that.
Some people do. Some people don't.
We kind of do
Nary
that.
And I mean, I know.
I feel like I did that. Like, I get
down.
Maybe not every single time.
Yeah, but not every time. But sometimes, like, I know, because especially me, like, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I don't have other people to talk to when I'm alone with my children. I only have them to talk to, like, in person. I'll be like, okay, well, your diaper's dirty. We need to go change your diaper. Whether they understand me or not is neither here nor there. But what this woman was saying was, oh, you read the baby's cues. So if you're going to change the baby's diaper and the baby doesn't like that you're changing the diaper because they're crying or wiggling around, you don't want to change their diaper in that moment. You want to wait for them to calm down. But I'm like, there's some babies that hate having their diaper changed.
Yeah.
And you there's have to change their diaper. There's also some
babies that hate sitting in their own shit until you change your diaper. Exactly. So how are you supposed to read cues?
Well, she's... But I mean, again, going back to what I think she was trying to say is... You just need to, like...
Can you get me cookies if you're getting them? Please?
No, you're not going to eat on the microphone.
Okay, that's fine, but can I have cookies for when I'm done?
They'll still be in the cabinet when we're done. So what I think she was trying to say was just explain what's happening to your children as you're doing it.
A little bit to me like the... I can't remember what
it is. But then again, I have a brain.
Evacuation communication. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
So that's basically people that like potty train their children or begin to potty train their children at like 2 months old.
Oh, I've heard that. I didn't know that's what it was called.
They allegedly read their baby's cues to let them know when they have to like... You know, go to the bathroom or whatever. Communication. Yeah. I think that's what's, I could be wrong, but it's something that rhymes and that sounds right. So
I Google it.
But they like read the baby's cues for like when they need to go to the bathroom, and then instead of like they're not even wearing diapers,
right? And then they just like hold them over a toilet.
They just hold them over a toilet.
Yeah,
which I mean seems like kind of okay in theory, but then
seems like a lot of fucking work.
It seems like a lot of work, and like what do you do when you're out in public?
Yeah. You're like, just like, please hold. We're in the middle of a conversation, but I need to run to the bathroom.
It's only, well, that already happens when you have a potty trained child.
Well, yeah, but you have a potty trained child. That makes more sense. So you have a 3-year-old that you're trying to potty train. You're like, wait, I'll be right back. I have to take my 3-year-old to the bathroom. Not, wait, I'll be right back. I need to take my newborn to go take a shit.
Like also, the people that believe in evacuation communication are the same. Like, it's that same couple that you see on on House Hunters that's like, oh, I'm an artisanal, like, pencil maker, and my wife is a theoretical astrologist.
Hi, my name is Rain.
Yeah, like, those people that have, like, some stupid bullshit job but have, like, a $1 million budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the couple.
Well, yeah, they brew their own beer, and they...
Nothing's wrong with brewing your own beer. But
no, but that's, like, a lot.
Like people that like make their own almond milk and shit. Like
I've actually wanted to try that.
I make my own mayonnaise.
I would like to try to make my own almond milk. I like almond
making
milk.
Making your own mayonnaise. No, that's not what I wanted. I didn't want vanilla wafers.
She wanted this fudgy stripe ones.
Thank you for bringing me cookies, BFF. I appreciate it.
No, I'm not giving you the ones that my kids want. So
Oliver likes those.
They should. Sophie likes them too, but they always go for the stripe cookie first.
But I will say this, vanilla wafer is a very underrated cookie.
Oh, it's the most underrated cookie. There's not a cookie that's more underrated than a vanilla wafer.
So we're done with the...
No, we're not done. But that's the couple that...
Right.
That
she's a white girl with dreadlocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And making your own almond milk seems like a lot of work.
I've actually like read an article about how to do it.
It's vinegar, eggs, and lemon. Like, it's really easy.
I mean, everybody should make their own mayo.
That's what I just said. You missed the joke. Thanks. Sorry. Thanks for playing.
To the listener.
He was too busy getting you cookies.
To the listener, I was cookies. Not present.
I'm speaking in cursive.
Are you drunk?
A little bit.
Maybe you are going to have sex.
Score.
Oh, shut up. But yeah, I think that's a little teensy bit crazy to be like, let me ask my 3-month-old if I can change his diaper. And if he says no, I'm just going to leave him in
his shit.
But
that's the thing. Like, what are you supposed to do? Just let him leave them there in their own shit? Like, they get rashes.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, If you watch the Fox video, I can find it and share it so we can laugh at it. Like, he asks her, he's like, well, what are you supposed to do? Just leave the baby in a dirty diaper? And she's like, well, no, but like...
You're going to change it anyway.
You're going to change it anyway, but you're...
Bullshit of like, let's consent baby, but I'm still going
to
do...
Right. And then that's why I think what she's really just trying to say is that you should explain to your baby is what you're doing to them so that they understand eventually what's going on. And I mean, I did that with our kids.
We did that, but I think we all do that. We're like, oh, who's got a poopy diaper? You got a poopy diaper. We're going to change this poopy diaper. Blah. You know, we all do that. That's not the same thing as asking for consent. That's just telling them what we're doing.
When you say asking for consent, you're like...
You're asking for a yes or no.
Like, you're looking at your child, at your like 3-month-old baby, and be like, can I change your diaper now?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what asking for consent is.
When I hear asking for consent, like that's what I think of.
Right. Like, you're saying yes or no. Like, asking for consent, you're getting a clear yes or no answer. And one of the Fox guy, I can't remember his name, the anchor that was talking to her was like, well, how are you supposed to know yes or no? Like, how are you supposed, like, right. How is the baby supposed to answer you? Oh, you're supposed to read their cues. I'm like, but you do read their cues. So when they're crying because they've shit their fucking diaper, you need to change it. Yeah. So you're responding to the cue.
If your kid has a shitty diaper and they start crying, that's because they have a shitty diaper. That is reading their cues.
Right.
The same as when the kid is hungry and it gets cranky.
Again, I think at the bottom...
I'm not going to eat on mic. I'm just opening the bag.
I think at the base of this argument is really just explaining what you're doing as you're doing it.
I just think it's... And I got to be honest with you. I think the reason why...
Which I'm okay with that.
The reason why I was on Fox News is because they were... making fun of this person.
Oh, for sure.
And they were trying to...
it's for ratings.
Not only that, but Fox News was playing it off as, oh, now look what these millennials are doing now. Look what these snowflakes are doing now. And it's like, that's not...
I definitely agree with that.
It was like,
but
what?
They always do that. Both sides do it. It's not just liberals versus conservatives.
You pick...
Everybody makes fun of millennials.
You pick the most outlandish person. You pick the most ridiculous thing. Like, people are like, oh, the fucking... You're eating Tide Pods and you're going to talk to me about fucking gun control. I was like, those aren't the same two people, asshole.
Yeah.
Those aren't the same two people. What does it have to do with anything? Like, I don't... Same thing with this 30-year-old guy who got sued by his parents to get kicked the fuck out of the house. Like, it doesn't...
It's not the same.
It's not. So...
But yeah, that tickled my pickle this week.
I do have a certain respect for, like, children's consent. I think part of the problem that...
Oh, I totally agree.
...have... in general, and especially as Hispanics, and I think we're not necessarily Hispanics, but there's certain cultures that like enforce these kinds of...
Right. Hispanics are very big on this.
Hispanics are very big on this, but I know that there are other cultures that do it too, where like you have to like give everybody you see a kiss and a hug. And I think
how did that work out in your childhood if you have this anti-hug rule?
I don't think she was like this.
I wasn't like this.
I know your whole life.
I wasn't. In fact, my mom says it all the time. She's like, I don't know. She's like, what the hell happened to you? You used to be so sweet when you were a kid. Mom says that to me all the time.
Lies.
But I back to what you were saying. Like,
proof or it didn't happen.
No, but it's true.
I've done it before.
Yeah, she's called her mom before and it proved my point. It was great.
Whatever.
It's something that I have done with Sophie. Like, I will ask Sophie, be like, hey, give, you know, TZ Stephanie, Theo Dave, give them a hug and a kiss, say hi. If she, I'll ask her twice. If she refuses, I'm not going to push her any further.
Well, what I want Link to do is just acknowledge that somebody else is in the room. So, like, if you don't want it, like, he did it this morning when we were... Today was his last day of school, so we did, they do like a splash day and like an end of the year party. So like I was with a bunch of other moms in the morning, and there was two other women that I was talking to, and he said hi and hugged and kissed one of them and just said hi to the other one. He didn't want to hug and kiss for whatever reason. Like, right. I don't even know, because they're perfectly nice and no one's ever done anything to him that, you know,
that you're aware of.
Not even that I'm aware of, like they've never been alone with him to be able to do something like that. So I just
That's perfect.
That would be amazing. Oh my God, he would be so destructive.
It, by the way, just so you know what we're talking about, it's Stitch with Thanos. The Infinity Gauntlet glove.
Stitch would be the worst with the Infinity.
Oh my God,
he would
be worse than Thanos.
The worst.
So, and I didn't, I kept asking him, I'm like, do you, can you please say hi to Ava's mom? Can you please say hi to Ava's mom? And he just didn't want, and eventually he did, like when he warmed up to her, that's right. But I just want him to just acknowledge the presence of another human being in the room. And I always ask
him, like, manners.
Do you want to give him, you know, go give them a hug and a kiss? And if he says no, like, then that's fine. The other thing that I do with him, just because I think it's my responsibility as the mother to a boy to like raise, and maybe, I mean, it, maybe it makes a difference with him, maybe not, but I take it as like a personal responsibility to raise a better generation.
Yeah.
And I always tell him, like, before you're gonna do anything to anybody else, like, do, and he's very sweet, like he loves to hug other kids and he loves to like play with other kids or whatever, but any, why are you giving me a side eye?
I just like to give you side eye for no reason and then you get freaked out. I don't know.
Okay, fine. If it merited a side eye, fine, but I don't think this merits a side eye.
If it merits a side eye, it wouldn't be an actual troll.
Well, whatever.
I just like to stop being
anyway,
the tracks.
I want him to
welcome
ask,
to my life, people.
I want him to ask first.
Right.
And I tell, that's anytime like, that I see him like hugging another kid, like I tell him, can you ask first? Especially with girls. Like I do it with boys too, but especially with girls, I tell him, you need to ask her first if she wants a hug or a kiss, or if you can hug or kiss.
Yeah,
her.
It's I mean, we're in different positions because you're talking about your son and I have Sophie and I'm talking about my daughter, like with her, and I try with her too, like she loves hugging and she loves touching other people and she does it out of love, obviously. Like I know she's not doing it maliciously, she's 6 years old, like there's no reason for her to be touching somebody maliciously, but I tell her, every time I'm around her and I see her touching another kid, I'm like, you need to make sure that they want you to touch them. Like, you don't have to be like, can I touch you before you touch them? But, like, you know, if you are going to hug them and you're hugging them and you sense that they're not enjoying it, you need to back off.
Right, Gary.
Because, like, she likes, like, she's very into giving a bear hug. Like, she'll hug her friends and, like, she likes to pick them up off the ground because she thinks it's funny. And some kids think it's funny, but some kids.
Gee, I wonder where she gets that from.
And some kids just don't like that.
All right, bear hugged you and picked you up off the ground?
No.
Stephanie just like shot daggers at Neri with her eyes.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You even picked me up off the ground.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I just started working out. Hold on, give me a second.
Oh,
yeah.
That was cold.
Shots
cold.
Fired.
It got really cold in here, you guys. Like, really chilly. But I've had that conversation with her before, and it's easy because she has Oliver. So when she starts like bugging Oliver
also doesn't like touching anybody.
Yeah, when she starts bugging Oliver, I'm like, you need to listen. I'm like, you hear him. Those are not good sounds that he's making. Like, he's telling you that he doesn't like what you're doing, and if you hear him making those noises, you need to stop.
Right.
So it's hard because, like I've talked about before, she was diagnosed with ADHD, and her big issue is impulse control.
Right.
And sometimes she just can't help herself. So it's been a struggle with her, but I'm trying. And now Oliver, on the other hand, is really fucking shy. When he's meeting new people, he like I'll tell, and then
takes a while for him to warm up.
It takes a really long time for him to warm up.
Michigan J Frog, you're kidding.
No, once he warms up to you, he's super friendly. He's never not friendly.
He's just not.
He's just not trying to get you to break him out of his room.
Well,
yeah.
When it's convenient for him,
he's really outgoing. He takes after his mother.
Very much so.
He does.
Personality wise, our daughter is very much like me. And personality wise, our son is very much like Vanessa. Very much.
Right. Like, I know, I'm like that when I meet new people. Like, sometimes I just don't know what to say. And I feel like he's going to be the same way when I.
Can I tell you what Sophie said today? Sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Can I tell you what Sophie said today? It relates to what you're saying. Starbucks, and because Oliver said, "Papi,
did you take him to go get your cake?"
Oliver said, "Papi, Friday is cake pop."
Well, because all week, every week, every day when I pick him up, and we walk out of the school, he's like, "Mommy, yo quiero un cake pop. I want a cake pop." And I'm like, No, you need to be good all week at school. And then on Friday, we have our special treat day. And that's, you know, cake pop day, or we'll go to Abuela's house, or we'll do something special on Fridays. So that's
yeah. So he said, what I do Friday is cake pop day. I'm like, all right, here we go. So we go to cake. We go to Starbucks.
Did you use my Starbucks card by the
way? Yes. I didn't have enough money. I had to get reloaded. So I had still had to use $3 to pay for the difference. So.
Did you reload it?
No. So.
Why wouldn't you just reload it?
Because I don't know how to do that. She sent me a screenshot.
It's so easy.
I'm not an avid Starbucks guy. I'm not an avid
But you could have just asked the barista and he would have reloaded it for you.
Anyways, so we sit down and the
kids. You wasted points.
The kids are eating.
I'm very upset.
The kids are eating. And Sophie goes, Papi, that lady looked at me. And by look at her, she literally meant like she just passed by, turned and saw her,
glanced at her.
And I said, okay, mama. And she said, why does everywhere we go, why does everybody always look at me? And I go, I don't know. And I start laughing. I chuckle to myself. And then she was like, Papi, why? Why does everybody always look at me? And I'm like, maybe because you're fucking...
She's screaming at the top of her lungs.
Yeah. And not the top of her lungs, but she's getting,
being loud.
She's getting loud. And I'm like... Well, maybe if you would shut the fuck up right now, you would calm the fuck down and nobody would look at you. And like, you're at Starbucks. Just calm the fuck down. So,
oh, yeah. She says that to me, too. Like, when we went to Oliver's school for Mother's Day for their little tea, there was a lady with a baby in a stroller. And she's like, Mommy, the baby's looking at me. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, babies do that.
I'm like, uh-huh. She goes, Mommy, why does the baby like me? I'm like, because you keep making faces at the baby. Like, why wouldn't the baby like
when
you?
She was at Target. She's like, Mommy, don't hit me. Oh,
what a fucking bitch.
It's like one of my favorite days.
I'm glad you had fun.
It was hilarious. It was funny because it wasn't mine. Just like yesterday, I forgot what it was she said. But Missy and I, like, had to turn around. We were sitting at your dining room. And I can't remember for life what she said. But we turned.
She says some shit that I'm just like, really?
I can't with her, dude.
Yeah, she definitely takes after her father. And Oliver does take after me. Like, I know that when I meet new people, sometimes I just don't know what to say. Like, I don't know you. What am I going to talk to you about? So him, when he meets new people, I'm like, hey, say hi to, you know, fulano de tal or whatever. He shakes his head no, and then he covers his face. So with him, I try really hard not to push him because I know what that feels like when you don't want to, like, say something to somebody, especially somebody that you don't know. So it's really fucking hard. It's hard.
I've legit gotten into arguments with people in my family that have said to me, like, no, he needs to, like, say, like, give everybody a kiss and a hug. And, like, oh, but when I have, like, and I've gotten also, like, from people that don't have kids, I've gotten the, like, oh, but when I have kids, my kids aren't going to do that. And
sure, like, Jen.
But, like, but here's the thing.
I've had friends that years ago, I posted a video of, like, little kids modeling or whatever, and some of the kids were barefoot. And I have a friend who's like, everything was cool, but the kids barefoot really bothers me. My kid's not going to be barefoot. They didn't have kids back then. And sure enough, now her daughter is fucking barefoot all the fucking time. And I'm like, yeah, welcome.
It bothers me when, I don't know why it bothers me when babies are barefoot, but it does. I know it's
because they can't walk.
Right. No, I understand it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm fully aware that it doesn't make sense. But, like, even... Like, at least put socks on, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to do, like, a full shoe.
I am, you know this, you out of all people know this, one of my very few, I don't have a lot, but one of my very few pet peeves, and it's a strong one, is grown-ups, especially women, anybody really, I said especially, but it's not true, men bother, it bothers me too, is grown-ups being barefoot. It fucking bothers the fuck out of me, especially...
I know you yell at me all the time.
All the fucking time. It bothers the shit out of me when it's in people's houses. And like, if it's in your own house, that's fine. That's your whole house, you do whatever the fuck you want. It's still cringing, I still cringe, but it's your fucking house. Mm-hmm. But you go to other people's house and be barefoot in other people's house, it fucking bothers the shit out of me.
He's talking to me as I am barefoot on his couch.
It bothers me, that's different, that you're on a couch, you're not stepping on floor.
Oh no, yeah, no, I don't know.
It bothers the fuck out of me. You put your feet up on fucking on not now because I've yelled at you for it. Where you would put your fucking bare feet on my couch, and I'm like, that's fucking gross. Take that shit off. Like, hang your feet off the couch, and that's totally fine. But it bothers the same way when I see people on cruise ships walking around a cruise ship barefoot.
That's fucking gross.
It fucking bothers.
Flip flops with
dude. It fucking bothers me. It's, again, I don't have many pet peeves. But this is one of them. It really fucking. If it's your own house, that's fine. At your own house or a hotel room. I'm okay with that. Because it's your space.
Or in your cabin.
Yeah, your living space.
Yeah, no, but don't go out in public. Mm-mm. No. Public is weird. Mm-mm. But
what are we talking about?
Be barefoot in public.
Because we talked about, there was a friend of mine. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, posted a video of babies modeling and some of the babies were bare feet. I think it was I think it was an ad. It was like
a Carter's ad or something like that?
No, I think it was an ad where the kids were walking in front of a mirror, in front of a glass store, and they were dancing, and some of the kids were dancing bare feet. But they were like toddlers, like babies. And it was like CGI.
Like younger than our boys.
Yeah. Way younger. And one of my friends commented that they're like, oh, it was a cute... It's cute, but the kid's bare feet really bothers me. And this is before this person had a kid. And then they had a kid, and now they're out there doing this fucking living bare feet. I'm like,
well, any
before you have the whole point of the story is before you have kids, people who talk shit before they have kids.
Right.
Like when I have a kid, no, shut up.
The point that I was trying to make with that is that, like, because we have this whole like mentality of stranger danger, and strangers are the only ones that hurt you.
Yeah,
we forget that like most children that are sexually abused are abused by people in their own
people you
family.
Know. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's always people closest to the family.
Right. So that's why I don't make a big deal about and when I brought that up to this
I don't either.
I've brought that up to family members that have told me like, oh, but he has to give a kiss and a hug. He has to do this. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. Because most sexual predators to children are people that they know,
yeah,
or people that are quote unquote safe because it's someone that they're around.
Like it's like a music teacher, like a coach or something, or an uncle,
or a cousin, a brother, whoever.
No, I just meant specifically to the people that are quote unquote safe.
About that story, what a fucking creep.
Yeah. So you know, and that's why, like, while yes, stranger danger, like there's a whole article I've read an article a couple of years ago where it was like, yes, while stranger danger is important to teach our children because we can't,
it's also important to let them
know that just because someone is in the circle of trust doesn't necessarily mean that they're not gonna do something to
you. By the way, send us your AC guy's phone number.
Mm. Yeah, let her know to mention my name so that he keeps giving us discounts.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bang on the table.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that just because they're tío or primo or whoever doesn't mean that that person can't hurt you too. So and that's more why I do it, because if he's not comfortable with something, I need to be able to support him.
Yeah. And that makes sense, and I agree with you 100%.
But also, you don't want to force people to go outside their comfortable
their comfort zone.
Like
they maybe don't hug me from behind.
No, I'm talking about people. robots are fine. Cyborgs are totally okay.
There's a difference between not wanting to force somebody to force you to touch somebody, and then force somebody out of their comfort zone. Like you should kind of force kids out of their comfort zone a little bit to learn about new stuff. But saying hi to somebody, that's not forcing them out of their comfort zone.
No. That's teaching. There's a line.
There's a difference between teaching manners.
Teaching manners and teaching, and then forcing people to hug and touch is different.
I give Sophie an option. Like, I remember, I've done this with Sophie, and I've done it with Oliver, too. Like, I'll tell them, say hi, dale un besito, give them a kiss or something.
She has to say hi.
But I mean, I say give her a kiss, and if she says no,
to it is what she's saying.
If I said, dale, give Titi Stephanie a kiss, and she says no, I'm like, okay, we'll give her a high five, and she'll give her a high five.
I give her an option between
a kiss and a high five. You still need to say hello.
I never tell them to go give physical contact. I always say, ¿cómo se dice? ¿Qué se dice? Hola, buen día. I always go, hi, hello, how are you? Like, I always tell them, like, hey, what do you say? That's the way I'm teaching them manners, just because that's the way I was taught. But I never force them to go give them a kiss.
Listen,
like, Oliver's teacher's like, whenever, every day, when I pick him up, she goes, un beso, and I always leave it to him. I never encourage him, I never discourage him.
Right.
But that's up to you if you want to do that.
I legit had
But aunts, I do say, give go say bye to her.
And I remember this, like, vividly, and I'm sure my brother does too. And, like, yeah, we all thought it was funny then, but, like, thinking back on it now, it's like, I don't think that they meant anything by it, but it's like, could, if this were to happen now, like, this would not be okay.
Right.
Like, I had aunts that would, like, grab my brother's, like, balls.
Oh, boy.
She would
grab his balls?
Yeah, and she would tell him, like, I want to see how much it's grown. Like, but in front of everybody. But, like, in front of everybody.
What the fuck?
In front of everybody. In front of my mom, my grandmother, like, whatever.
And your mom was okay with this?
Yeah, they laughed it off.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how old was she?
She was like probably at the time.
Like, is she like your mom's age, or she older than your mom?
She's my grandmother's. One of my grandmother's sisters.
Okay, so she was like your grandmother.
Older. Yeah. She was one of my grandmother's. My grandmother was the oldest.
Oh my! But
this, and I think this was the youngest sister. So maybe at max like a 10-year differential. So when my grandmother was in her 60s, maybe she was in her 50s.
Oh, that's really creepy.
Now in today's context,
But I'm trying to think back to my childhood. No, that's really creepy.
That's creepy. There's that line.
That's a line.
That's not a line.
It's okay, but I'm saying like this is something that would legit happen in my family. Like they would.
That's not okay.
I know it's not. Okay. But there are things. But there are things.
I mean,
like
that's normal.
That, like, if somebody did that
in
to my
prison.
Kid, if that same aunt, like I haven't. This is also somebody that like I don't speak to.
Joey's Taylor
ever.
Took advantage of me.
I don't think this is like one of those. People that you only see at weddings and funerals, right. Like I don't have any kind of regular communication with them.
Has she met Link?
As you shouldn't.
Has she met Link?
No, she has not.
Oh, okay, thank God.
No, but if,
thank God.
But if she did and she tried that shit, like I would lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know?
And I would
lose
out.
My mind. If I would bail to my you fucking out. Brother. Then I'd be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
But it was kind of like, oh, this is just what. It was always like justified in the sense like, oh, this is what this person does.
It's just how she is.
It's just how she
like,
is.
She's just a little bit crazy.
Which is but this is a justification. I know that Neri's face right now is great, but this is a justification that on the flip side, women have to deal with men
all the time.
All the time. Oh, that's just how he is.
No, physical touching is never okay. I'm okay with the explanation of that's the way he is if he makes sly comments. And look, again.
And that's fine. But I'm telling you, like, as a woman that this has happened to my entire life, like, when you get, rarely does someone outright like grab your boob or whatever, but when someone puts an arm around you or like rubs your back or like makes you,
he's just like touchy-feely, and that's just the way he is.
That's just the way he is. Like, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay. Absolutely, no, absolutely not okay. But I
that, you know what also is not okay? When someone takes your shoe off and sniffs it in front of your face. That's not okay.
Who did that to you?
Somebody at her fucking former employment.
Yeah,
former job.
When I was in
training,
when
she told me this, I flipped the fuck out. I was like, what the fuck?
Someone with like a whoopee from There's Something About Mary, like fucking foot fetish, like. Yeah, that is so weird.
We were sitting in a circle. It was during training still, and like he was in my training class, and we were sitting in a circle talking about something because we had to do like a project or whatever for our training. And I was sitting with my legs crossed, and I was wearing like leather pumps, like leather stiletto pumps. They were really cute.
Your Jessica Simpson ones,
yeah,
that you had back in the
my black Jessica
that.
Simpson ones. Those are exactly the ones I was wearing. So I had my legs crossed. So I had like one foot like up in the air because my legs were crossed, and it was kind of like pointing in his direction. He's like, "Oh, I love your shoes." And he grabbed my heel, like the heel of my foot.
Like he didn't
slipped.
Ask
no, slipped no, my shoe
it.
Off.
This is so fucking creepy.
He slipped my shoe off. I was like, "Give me back my fucking shoe." And he goes, "Okay." And gave the shoe back. And I was like, are you fucking serious right now? And like in the moment.
Did he go
like,
to the bathroom immediately?
No, like everybody. I don't remember.
The way you told me the story is that everybody laughed.
Yeah, everybody at the moment was laughing. And I laughed too. I'm like, you are really fucking gross. Like, that's
thing,
really gross.
That's the kind of thing that we would like
she,
normalize.
She went home.
I was, try to justify.
I was 22, 23 years old when that happened.
She went home and she told me the story. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
and then
I
when he got mad, I was like,
so
oh, this was
enraged.
Not okay. Like, I honestly, at the moment, I was like, you're just disgusting. Like, I can't believe you just smelled my shoe.
But that's the kind of situation where, as women, we would be told like, oh, he's just like that.
Yeah, no, but that's my point. Like, this is not like, look, you're talking to a lifelong,
I know,
you're talking to a guy who's, I've made double entendre comments my entire life,
right.
It's been my before.
Your picture, your contact picture for Christy is a picture of her boobs.
It's cleavage, not
whatever
boobs.
Cleavage
different,
boobs.
Make
there's
fucking,
no nipple,
man, there's no nipple,
like it's down the shirt picture.
Yeah it is. There's an actual story to that, which is what, but my entire life,
yeah, out of context that sounds really
yeah no, I mean,
well,
even in context
creepy.
It's still not great, but it's still not that creepy either. There's a
but
whole,
she's
there's
aware
a
of it,
yeah,
she's aware of it,
and she's
seen the picture, and she was aware that it happened, she's okay with it,
she was aware of me taking the picture. So now I gotta give the story.
Our bases are
now
covered.
I gotta give the fucking story. I used to work with Christy at an office, at a day job. I used to work with her. I've known her before.
Where she currently works now.
I've known her longer than Jeff has known her, than her husband has known her. And when I first, and when we, you know, I remember one time I went to her desk and I go, hey, you may want to cover up. I was like, ooh, damn, girl, the girls are out. Or I've said some kind of comment to the effect of like letting her know, bringing to her attention that her cleavage looks great.
Was
that day.
On fire.
Her, yeah, she had vacation boobs on. So at work, but here's the thing. I think I may have even said it to that extent where I was like, "Damn girl, you look good. Damn girl, you're looking good today." To the extent, but I'm in my what I remember of this is that I was trying to let her know that her cleavage is, you know, that the shirt is low,
right, cut, low cut.
I don't know, whatever. But at the same time, giving a slight comment and it's like fucking like, "Oh wow, look at that. Look at you, girl," whatever, some shit like that. Because that's the way I've always been. That's the way he always is. She, I remember too, she said, she looked down at her shirt. She goes, "Oh, that's fine. Actually, they look pretty good." I'm like, "Yeah, well, I'll fucking get a picture," or something like that. And she goes, "Go ahead." And I was like, and I did.
Well, if you're giving me, she gave you consent.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like one of those like sarcastic things and whatever. Right. And, you know, but here's the thing. So going back to that, that's the side story. Going back to my entire life has been me double entendre jokes, those double like, "Oh, that's what she said" jokes. Not literally that's what she said, but giving those type of things where when somebody, I remember being at an office job and somebody goes, "Oh, I gotta go home because my girlfriend is sick." And I'm like, "Well, okay, what are you like?" "Oh, she's," and I'm like, "Well, sick how?" "Oh, she has a cold." I'm like, "So what are you gonna do that your girlfriend's sick?" And I remember me saying like, "Oh, you're gonna give her that penicillin, like that penicillin," which is
for
completely
people that don't speak Spanish. Penis means penis.
Penis, right. I think they can draw the line. Anyways, my point is, that's an inappropriate comment.
Right.
100%.
That's an inappropriate comment, right? Taken out of context, if a fucking court stenographer would read that shit in court, I'd be fucking done. Like, right. That's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, sir? You're fired. Like, that should
technically
be
sexual harassment at work, yeah.
Technically, right.
He, to his manager at the job that he got me, he would go into her office and put his t-shirt over her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. She has a mirror on her computer to avoid that happening to her.
And we would laugh. And we were all laughing.
Do you understand that I would stop living if you ever did that to me?
David, let me know. Give me the word. So my point is, you're talking to a guy who, when this whole Me Too thing started happening last year, this is something I have never shared publicly. I legitimately started going back into my, "Oh my God, can something that I did as a complete and fucking joke, is there a Me Too out there about me?" Like, I thought that. I started, and I hope not to this day, obviously I hope not, because I never meant it with ill intentions. To me, it was always funny. I never meant it creepily. I never did something, like, it was the other way around. If I found you attractive and I actually liked you, I would fucking clamp up. I'm that guy that, you know what I mean? Like, I have low self-esteem, so if I liked you, I would never actually make a move on you, to the point that there were women who later on told me that they had crushes on me that I never knew because I fucking didn't think of them that way. You know what I mean? But whenever I did make those comments, or whenever I did make those jokes, or whenever I did fucking put my shirt over you and blah, 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 all stuff, it was always as a joke. I never meant it in the bad way. So when the whole Me Too thing happened, I sincerely thought to myself, I hope there's not a girl out there that has a Me Too story about me, because I never meant it that way. Like, and it scared the fuck out of me. It really did. Not because I thought I was going to get in trouble, but because I don't ever want to put somebody in that uncomfortable situation, in that position, to be that guy. And I know physically nobody could ever say, "Oh, Neri touched me inappropriately," because I was the exact opposite. I was like, "Are you sure you're willing to have sex with me? Because I'm pretty gross. I'm going to take off my shirt now. And if you back away now, I'm totally understanding of what you, like, you still want to, are you sure you still want to fuck me? Thank you. Thank you so much for taking one for the team. I appreciate you taking one for the team." So physically, nobody has any Me Too stories about me, but I got concerned last year when that whole thing happened, because I was like, I don't want one of those sly comments, one of those inappropriate comments at work that I meant as a joke to be taken that way.
Right.
With that said, when she told me the whole story about the shoe sniffing guy, I was like, what the fuck is wrong? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That story that you just mentioned now about your family members grabbing your brother's balls, I would lose my fucking mind.
She would literally tell him, like, every time she saw him, she would tell him, like, "Déjame tocarte los huevos para ver cuando cuando."
And then she would grab him.
In English, that would be, let me grab them.
Let me grab your balls. Well, it was eggs, but whatever. Like, the literal translation is eggs, but it's like a slang term for balls.
For testicles,
yes. If you get scientific, is like, let me touch your balls so I can see how much they've grown since the last time I saw you.
Wow, that is intense.
And that's like crazy.
That's crazy.
As adults, we haven't seen her as much, but like, if she does see him, she still tells him that.
Really?
It's been years since we've seen her. I saw her moving. My brother moved away a couple years back.
Like, I don't blame him.
No, that's not why he moved
away. I know, that's not why he moved away.
But for the
I wonder that. Can you imagine if that actually like crossed his mind? Like, he's like, hey, do you want to move to whatever fucking state he moved to? And then he's like, yeah, let's move. And as he's packing, he's like, well, one good thing is I'll fucking never see that woman again. Like, it's right. Like, imagine if that crossed his mind.
I saw her like 2 years ago. Dude. I saw her like 2 years ago at a funeral. And I mean,
and she grabbed the guy's in the casket's balls. Oh my God, what the fuck?
It was her brother-in-law that died. So, well, that's true.
Well, her
I mean, if she's touching her nephews, what's going to stop her from touching her brother-in-law?
Where's the line? Where's the ball touching line? They have to be alive. Where's the ball touching line? That's fucking gross, man.
Right. I mean, so, you know, I think, Nary, to just to kind of piggyback off of your point of, you know, you had to go into things that you had said and done in the past to make sure that, or to
hope,
to hope that nobody felt that way. I think the whole Me Too thing in that respect comes from the sense of like, well, men have kind of, we've always let men get away with things like that.
Right.
With things like taking pictures of Christie's boobs.
And taking my shoe off and smelling it.
Right. We've always like let them say those things. We've always like laughed it off and we've always whatever. So like, while you've never physically done anything, and like, I'm not like saying that you're a bad person or anything like that, but I'm just using you as an example, right, because you're here and you told your story and you told that story. I think it's more in the generalization of like, and Christy said it, I think when all this first started coming out, she's like, I think back on like all those times that like I had like a supervisor come and like give me a massage,
yeah,
or like somebody said something or whatever, like that's kind of all part of it. There's, again, everything is a right, spectrum, like this whole, so like, you know,
the whole Me Too movement thing, when it started happening and it like gained traction, I remember thinking back to things that I'm like, was that really like the shoe sniffing thing? Like, in the moment, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Right.
But now thinking back, I'm like,
I immediately lost my shit.
Yeah, you did.
I remember immediately losing my shit. Like, what the fuck? And it wasn't a jealous boyfriend thing. It was a...
That's weird.
That's clearly weird, fucking inappropriate. Like, what the fuck is happening?
But, like, thinking back...
And again, coming from a guy whose life was, full of inappropriate comments and like, you know, but like...
This is me thinking back on things like that, that in the moment, I didn't really think anything of it. Now, going back, like, no, that was clearly not okay.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know how...
How did we get here? I don't know, but to wrap it up,
diapers and babies and consent.
To wrap it up, Harvey Weinstein was arrested today.
This is true. So. He was arrested today. $10 million bail. Is that what it was?
One. I don't know where Jeff got.
Yeah, it was a million dollars.
It was a million.
It was $1 million cash though.
It was. He had.
Can't have bond.
He had a cashier's check. Like, he presented a cashier's check in court.
Yeah, he turned himself in.
Could you imagine being able to do that, though?
That would be awesome. Right?
Can you imagine that? And all you had to do was fucking get that from the from the innocence of fucking other women that you've tormented and fucking for decades.
Or he made
great. Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine, though? I mean, great. That's
all. Well, some people can do that without inappropriately touching people, but everybody
that I've talked to about the story about Harvey Weinstein, everybody's like, oh my God, imagine having that much money. That to him is nothing. I'm like, yeah, except it's off the fucking backs of women that he's fucking tormented and apparently raped.
And I agree with you.
Right. Allegedly.
We agree with you, but it would be nice to be like, oh, I need a cashier's check for $1 million.
Here you go.
Can you imagine going to Winn-Dixie and being like,
they only do it in $500 increments? Western Union only does it in $500 increments. You have to, for that big of a check, you actually have to go to the bank.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm just imagining walking into Winn-Dixie with like a briefcase.
A stack of fucking Western Union cashier money orders.
No, but you have to like walk into Winn-Dixie with $1 million in a briefcase.
No, it's actually more because they charge you per
fucking cents per transaction. And it's $500 increments. So do that math. Someone do that math.
I'm a little too drunk for that kind of math right now.
So, but anyway, so yeah, he turned himself in the state of New York, built a case. It literally, the special victims unit of NYPD.
It's like an actual episode.
It's an actual
episode. It's 2,000. 2,000 money orders of $500 each.
So 2,000 times 72 cents, because that's what they charge.
Okay.
Or 78 cents, something like
2,000
that.
2,000 times 0.078 or 78?
No, 0.78.
78. Equals 1,560.
So there's an extra grand thrown in there for fucking fees.
Yeah,
that's funny. So yeah,
math is funny.
There was a they've been investigating and building a case. Now, granted, this to put things into perspective, Harvey Weinstein has had over 70 accusers. He's only being charged with 2 counts of rape.
But here's the thing,
and one count of sexual misconduct in the state of New York.
But 70 accusers are accusers of.
Of all kinds of harassment.
Yeah, harassment. That's what I was going to say. Harassment. It's not rape. There's a difference, man. There's a big difference.
There's a
jerking
difference.
Jerking off into a plant in front of you, very creepy, very wrong.
It's still not okay.
Not okay, but not illegal either.
It kind of is. Public indecency.
No, it depends where it is. Because if it's
In the kitchen of a restaurant.
Of his restaurant.
Doesn't matter.
It's your restaurant.
It's not in his house. It's in a that's a public place.
Oh, one of them was a hotel room.
Many of the rapes were hotel rooms.
And his hotel room.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I'm not defending that guy. Definitely. I'd rather defend Dave Coulier. I'm not defending that guy. The fuck out of here. I fucking hate Harvey Weinstein. But I'm just...
Full circle.
But I'm just saying that when... I didn't know the whole rape thing. When they announced today, when I read the news, I saw it on Twitter that he's turning himself in, I was like, for rape, I was like, oh shit, that's real.
Because
harassment is like... bad and wrong and awful, and you're an ugly person and you're evil.
But that's not rape. I don't think it's criminal. I don't know
that's what I'm saying. Harassment is not really criminal. That's what I meant. It's not
a criminal offense, is my point.
Right. Like, it's very wrong.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I might be talking out of my ass. I don't know that it's not a criminal thing, but I know that you can sue for sexual harassment. I don't know that you can charge somebody with sexual harassment.
Well, you could sue.
You can charge
civilly.
For sexual
you could sue civilly. Right. Yeah, personally.
That's when you sue, that's what you're doing. You're suing civilly.
But
you can charge somebody, however, which is one of the things. He was charged with 2 counts of rape and 1 count of sexual misconduct, which sexual misconduct is like a broad, you know,
them dames.
Harassment, whatever falls under sexual misconduct.
Right.
So, but, you know, there's been over 70 women that have accused him of something. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Cosby thing. It's like if it would have been like one... like maybe not, and I don't like to victim blame, but maybe not. Like you can more, it's easier to debunk one than it
right.
is that it is to debunk 58 or however many people came on against.
Well, positive. you and I talked about this, Stephanie, on an episode of WooBoo in the past, where I say I'm always a fan of not victim blaming and not immediately saying somebody's guilty. I like to say, well, let's run the investigation before we make any determination.
When we're talking about. Ja Rule or one of those guys, right?
No, we were talking about it was Nelly. And then we also used the example at that time of the TV show, the reality show. Remember that they canceled?
Oh, The Bachelor in Paradise.
And we gave that example of like the her stories didn't match.
Right, and that ended up not being anything. Like that ended up being way blown out of proportion.
And very much like the Duke lacrosse players mm-hmm. that were all accused of that, and it ended up being that she was lying. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying that always happens.
I'm not saying that people...
Why don't we do the investigation before we start?
There is also a very small majority of... people that do, very unfortunately, make those kinds of things up for whatever reasons. I tend to think that that's a mental health issue to make up things like that, but that's a whole separate issue. But there is a very small percentage of that does happen. Like for any crime, like you can accuse someone of doing anything and it might not necessarily be true. Everybody in this country is innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know? The public eye. I mean, like,
in the public eye, you're guilty until proven guilty. I'm guilty of like murdering a cockroach because I fucking slaughtered one.
Here's the thing. And I know
an animal abuser because I murdered a cockroach.
So I know you kind of. So they didn't want to go into, but it's kind of like the whole thing was happening now with Morgan Freeman, and it's like I'm like, well, hold on,
that's not the dog movie, that's a different thing.
No, that's the Morgan Freeman.
I know
it was. It's like the whole thing that he's being accused of, and one of the accusers it gives the most ridiculous fucking story of like, look at this video. This is what he said, and I don't know if you've seen the video.
I did see the video,
and I was like,
I didn't see the video and I didn't quite understand. I think I have to watch it like again because I was like a little distracted.
Nobody have ever. I posted it on Facebook like, is it just me or is this like not adding up to abuse or not adding up to anything? And I've had mostly women comment like, this lady is crazy.
I also think
she was saying like,
she was pregnant or something.
She was pregnant at the time of the interview. And then was it, what was his name?
Michael Caine
was telling a story. And at the end of the story, there's like a pause. Like,
I wish I would have been there.
Right. Okay. Michael Caine was saying a story about how he like put his foot in his mouth and he asked a woman if she was pregnant and she wasn't. Mm-hmm. She was just overweight. And so he was talking about how like 50. Yeah. It's happened to me too. And he was saying like 30, 40 years ago, he said he asked somebody if she was pregnant and obviously she wasn't. And he like, put his foot in his mouth and he was embarrassed. And ever since then, he's never asked. Right. Morgan Freeman, there's like a, it's like a little bit of a long pause, and then Morgan Freeman goes, I wish I would have been there, because that's funny. Like,
well, he didn't say that's funny.
No. I'm saying because right. It's funny to see somebody put their foot in their mouth.
Right.
Like, that's what he was saying, and she is like, no, he wished he would have been there when I got pregnant. Like, no, that's not what he was saying.
What I want to know is, in the context of this, like, why is, like, what, I would like to try to rationalize what the interviewer is thinking, like how she got there. So because she's pregnant, were they talking about her and I don't think the clip shows this, because I think the clip cuts in like right when Morgan Freeman is Michael Caine is talking, but were they prior to this, were they talking about her specifically being pregnant and that led to Michael Caine telling the story?
No, I'm pretty
and
sure like, they were talking about pregnancy because right. He was talking about putting his foot in his mouth
and he was talking like being interviewed by a pregnant woman,
right?
So
but in the clip she sets up the clip and she goes, look at Morgan Freeman's eyes, you can just look at his
he's
eyes,
like looking
look
hard, me up and down,
looking me up and down, whatever. And then they show the clip and they and you see that he's not looking her up and down.
His clearly, eyes barely even move. It's like very robotic.
Like
almost.
The video clearly shows that he's not doing any of what she had previously mm-hmm. said. And then they cut back to her live, and then she goes, "Well, you can't really see it in that video, but it happened." And I was like, "No, wait, what the fuck? Like, you just set up the video. Like, it doesn't
look." A lot of this harassment and Me Too, and a lot of these things, it's objective in the sense that, like. I also tend to, while I don't want to victim blame at all, like, I also think things are okay until you don't want them to be okay. If right. that makes any kind
yeah.
of sense.
Because, yeah, it makes
like,
sense.
Something can be said, but if it's somebody that you're attracted to and, like, some, like, and I've seen people do this, like, people that I know, like, somebody that they're not attracted to or they don't consider, like, desirable or whatever, will say something that, like, is kind of hitting on them, and it's perfectly fine otherwise, but then they're like, oh, that guy's a creep.
Just well, like my shoe thing. Like just, my shoe thing. We just talked about it. When it happened to me, I was like, oh, you're gross because you smelled my shoe, but like that was it. It was just funny. Everybody in the circle laughed.
Right.
But then I told Neri, he got mad, and I was like, oh, no, ew, he's a creep. And then I stopped talking
to
that guy. I
specifically know someone.
What Stephanie's talking about is that very much like How I Met Your Mother, the difference between cute and creepy
yeah.
is the person's interest in that person.
Yeah.
That's the other person's interest. So while using me as an example, I don't want to use anybody else, using me as an example, me driving to Orlando to set up a hotel room full of rose petals mm-hmm. The day before Valentine's Day, and then driving down that same night just to drive back up with
that
person.
That's not creepy, that's just exhausting.
Again, to you it's not creepy, but if you weren't, if it happened to somebody who wasn't interested
exactly.
in me, it would be super fucking
100%.
Creepy. Ryan Reynolds told a story that when he was a kid, he had a crush on a girl, and he would go on the wrong bus after school just to be able to sit next to her in a bus 45 minutes in the opposite direction just because he wanted to sit with her. And everybody's like, oh, that's cute. And he's like, yeah, as a kid it's cute, as an adult that's called being a stalker.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
he said it himself, like, and that's the truth. Like, but to piggyback what you
that's
were saying,
exactly what I was yeah, saying yeah. like you're I think a lot of this is subjective in the sense of it's it's okay until you don't want it to be okay.
Yeah.
If I've legitimately known people.
I think that's why I've gotten away with what I've been able to say is because I've always been the fat guy, the fat funny guy. So nobody ever takes me seriously, which is the way it's supposed to be. That's the way I meant it. I never meant it. None of these innuendos were ever meant to be taken literal or serious. It was always like, hey, I'm being fucking funny. And I know nobody takes me serious because I'm fat. So you don't have to worry about me. I'm not a threat.
You're the friend zone.
Right. Oh my God. So much.
So
that's my superpower.
You're the friend zoner?
Yeah.
So I need to be
friend zoned?
But I've legit known women that, like, a perfectly nice guy will tell them, you know, XYZ, whatever. And she had told me after the fact, like, oh my God, that guy's so creepy. But then, like, something very similar was said at a later point by somebody that she actually had an interest in. And it was fine. So I think that. And that's why like consent is such a fine line, and that's why like I want to teach me. And this is just me. I want to teach my son to just like you need to have confirmation. You can't assume,
right?
Well, what's her name? Brie Larson got in trouble because of the whole Me Too thing. She got roasted on Twitter because her Me Too story right as the Me Too movement started. Her Me Too story was she went through TSA and TSA asked for her like gave her his number, like, oh, I would like to get to, you know what I mean, like hit on her. And she was like, can you believe that? Me Too. And they're like, no, that's not a Me Too. No. That wasn't anything.
I mean, if she was really uncomfortable with it, then to her it is, because that's in the sense of like you should be a professional while you are working and not like giving your number out to people.
Right.
But yeah, that's not
a Me Too thing, it's though. That's an unprofessional thing. That's a hashtag you had one job.
But that's yeah, also like you're walking by like and this may seem super cliche, but it happens. Like you're walking by like a construction site where there's a lot of dudes I have never seen. I'm sure there are, and if there are, like, more power to you. I'm not like bringing this down in any way, or I don't mean to bring this down anyway. But like, I've walked by a construction site that's like it got an all male employees, and like the first thing they do is they turn around and say something to you, or like truckers. Like, do you know? I don't know how many times I've been sitting in my car at a red light, and there's some dude in a truck driver sitting there, and like will honk the giant fucking horn to get my attention and like try to get me to roll down my window, or you know, things like that you know, that shit's not okay.
It's not okay
just because you feel like you, like, who told you that you could just yell at people like that? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, like it's.
Would you consider that a Me Too thing, though?
I don't know if I would consider it a Me Too. I consider it, and I know that
I would consider it unwanted attention.
It's unwanted attention, and I know that this is not like whatever. And I don't mean this to make anybody uncomfortable, but like I really do consider that male privilege. Like, yeah. like you've just been. Oh, it's been okay for you to do that because no one's ever told you it's not okay. But it's kind of not, you know? Like,
sorry. I don't know why it went on. Sorry.
You're clearly bored by this conversation.
Well, there's only so much I can say about this conversation before I get very much in trouble. So I gotta like, say, absolutely. I'm still trying to have sex. I'm trying to wrap this fucking shit up so I could go have sex. Like, all right, it's been 2 hours. Come on.
All right.
Well, okay.
Well, we could, on that note, wrap up.
On that note, so just a reminder, since clearly we're ending here. We were drinking the Sterling Vintners Collection Merlot. What'd you think, Steph?
I like it.
I like it, too. It was...
You got drunk.
Yeah, I did.
Not drunk, but you got tipsy. You
got very tipsy.
Enough to get me what I need.
Oh, please.
See? Again, those kind of comments at a workplace would be completely inappropriate.
Yeah, no, well, it would. 100%.
This is not your workplace. This is your home.
No, I know. I'm saying, but those are the kind of comments that I would... That just naturally came. I did not plan that. I did not think about what I was saying. I just opened my mouth and those words came out because my body initially... on its own, thought this is going to be funny, and that's how I said it. But these are the type of shit that I would say at a place of employment, at an office.
No wonder he no longer works at an office job.
I wasn't fired. Well, that one time.
All right, guys. So you can thank you so much for checking us out. If you have any wine recommendation that you would like to share with us, please email us at mamasandmerlot@gmail.com mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. And it's Mamas and Merlot across all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and I don't know what else. But you can find us on Acast and on the Geek Bro Network and iTunes. And also on Geek Bro, you can find Neri and his other podcasts, the What's Up Bro podcast, which Stephanie is also a part of. You can find Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Zeros on Heroes, Shiver, that Neri is also on, along with Stephanie's husband, David, and Jeff, Christy's husband. And what else? What other podcasts? I'm missing something. Comedy. Did I say Comedy Fitness? Talking Geek. There's a whole bunch. So if I missed you, I'm sorry, but they're all there. Geekbro.net. And that's it for us for tonight. Do you want to plug anything?
Thanks for checking out the What's Up Bro podcast. make sure to check out the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. This is just going to be for editing purposes. Make sure to check out the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network, such as Mamas and Merlot, the Mount Geekmore, Shiver, What's Good, Talking Geek, Comedy Fitness, Zeros on Hero. Make sure to check out Stephanie's great event planning, amazing event planning.
Yes,
a lot of new content this month,
guys. Yeah, so make sure to check out her event planning on Instagram at events_by_U. So that's events_by_U. Make sure to check out my comedy wherever I'm in town, and check out my comedy videos. I am posting one on my Facebook comedy page once a week or every other week, and that's whatwashisname.com, and everything, all my social media is at whatwashisname.com. There's links to it, all of it. So thank you for checking out. That's how winning is done.
Thanks for listening, guys. We love your faces, and cheers.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.